clear with a low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under mostly clear skies, 71 degrees here, 75 at Lambert with clear skies as well. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the wake-up call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And where do I begin? Where do I begin? There is so much stuff to talk about. so much stuff. I don't know. I look at the amazing efforts and the amazing actions that continue to go on surrounding this war. I've listened to the voices, and I read my emails about how if you don't understand what's going on in this war, then you know you're crazy if you don't understand why we're in this war. And I watch how quickly this war is disintegrating, how it continues to disintegrate. Saudi Arabia sent an ambassador to Iraq. In less than a month, he's kidnapped. Things are not going well in Iraq. Saudi Arabia sent an ambassador. They kidnapped him. And as I think of the trillions of dollars being poured down the toilet in Iraq, I look at this case of this Saudi Arabian ambassador, our first. They were silly enough to send one over there, and they promptly, the resistance promptly, kidnapped him. But check this out. He was driving a car by himself. On the car, he had diplomatic license plates. You think he was kidnapped? They should have just had a sign on the car that said, "Take me. Take me. Take me." Things are crazy in Iraq. Do you know that there are 20 academics, people that worked for universities in Iraq, that were all opposed to this war, this occupation? And they made it clear that they did. Now, just think of academics articulating their opposition to this war, this occupation. Imagine the power of the academic mind, the academic words, the academic worldview, the academic reach, the academic power of 20 people articulating, "We are in opposition to this war, to this occupation." Guess what? Those 20 people are no more. They have been killed. They're dead. They're gone. They're off the face of the earth. Who killed him? Well, we can speculate. But 20 academics that are in support of this war are not dead. I know that much. We have had dozens and dozens and dozens of journalists that are no more, as a result of their reporting on this war. There are scary, spooky things going on in Iraq. And this week, you'll be able to read a column of mine that I've written on that on my website when we put it up this week. There are scary, spooky things going on in Iraq. And I look at the aftermath of Iraq. The aftermath is an amazing thing. The world is not looking kindly upon us. And it's not just us. I don't know. It just seems like there are relationship meltdowns going on all over the world. It's not just the United States and everybody else. It's Great Britain and everybody else, although I see the connection. People hate the United States. People hate Great Britain. The president of France was quoted as saying, and to the laughter of the German president, prime minister as well, he said that the only thing, or how can you trust a country talking about Great Britain that cooks such lousy food? And they laughed. It's kind of funny. It's mean. It's kind of funny. It wasn't meant to be said it wasn't meant to be caught. Germany laughed. France laughed. And they went on to say other things about Great Britain. It seems as if relationships are falling apart all across the world. Are in meltdown. Great Britain is being accused of heavy-handedness now that Tony Blair is the head of the European Union. They have a rotating control thing over the European Union. It doesn't appear that the United States and Great Britain are making friends out there. And the world is watching. Check it out. In Frankfurt, and I guess this is almost as American as apple pie. What are the phrases that make America? Apple pie. Mom, apple pie. Add to that phrase, unilateral. And the United States. A unilateral decision by the United States to indefinitely retain oversight over the Internet's main trafficking computers prompted concerns Friday that the global telecommunications network could eventually splinter off. This seems, and I quote, "This seems like an extension of the American security in the aftermath of 9/11, said a Denmark technology consultant. People ask, will ask, do Americans want to control the Internet? And by the by, Washington's decision that they announced on Thursday departs from previously stated American policy. Add the word, instead of apple pie, add the word unilateral. You see, many countries favor gradually releasing oversight of the Internet's so-called root servers to an international body. Okay? Not just the United States. And of course, because this is America, there will be a showdown in the OK Corral, because in November, a UN information summit that will be held in Tunisia, they're going to have to deal with this. Michael Gallagher, an assistant secretary at the U.S. Commerce Department, said in announcing the policy shift on Thursday that, as always, that's how we do it. It's in response to the growing security threats and increased reliance on global internet globality for communications and commerce and terrorists. It's all about terrorists. And it hasn't been missed in the eyes and the minds and the hearts and the understandings of the rest of the world that the United States is overstepping its boundaries and locking its grip on the Internet. Patrick Leiden, a spokesperson for the foundation that runs a national domain, .se, called the United States announcement rather, go figure, confrontational. What are the odds of that? And said that the move was what a lot of internet experts thought Washington had always intended. A Japanese government official said the declaration was sure to provoke debate. In fact, the Japanese have said, and I quote, when the internet is being increasingly utilized for private use by business and so forth, there's a societal debate about whether it is benefiting to have one country maintaining checks on that. In other words, if most people that use the internet are in their houses using the internet, why would the United States have access to Japanese houses that Japan doesn't have? It's a scary thought. And it's a scary place that we're in right now. Now, what are root servers? Root servers are 13 computers. 13. They're located primarily in the United States. And they are the internet's master directories. They tell web browsers and email programs how to direct traffic and internet users to interact with them every day. And most people don't even know that they do interact with these computers. Through these root servers contain the government approved list of about 260 or so internet suffixes like .com, .net. These computers also maintain country designators like .fr for France or .no for Norway. And in 1998, the Commerce Department selected a private organization with international board members, the Internet Corporation, for assigned names and numbers to decide what goes on those lists. But Thursday's statement by our good government means that our government will keep control over that process rather than giving it to the ICANN as originally intended. What are the possibilities? What are the possibilities? Well, what that means is a splinter. What that means is that computers will be driven, organizations will be driven to solutions that decide what's on the net. New .com, new .net, new .organization, the alternative naming systems. And there are some worst case scenarios too. There are some huge worst case scenarios. Countries refusing to accept U.S. control could establish their own version of the domain name system, thereby making it unreachable. The internet would not be worldwide. It would be as wide as the United States decided to let it be. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? The United States government historically has played the role of overseer because the United States funded most of the internet's early development. That's the position that they're taking. We started it. We get to decide it for the... But the problem is that do you get to decide it for the rest of the... forever? And I'm an American. I was born here. I live here. I've read the Patriot Act 2. I've read the Patriot Act 1. I've read COINTELPRO. I'm of African descent in America. Trust me, it ain't a good idea to hand it over to these guys alone. They need oversight. They truly, truly do. It ain't a good idea. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. 454-6609 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free, long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU.
She's afraid, afraid what they've been through is not right. She doesn't know what to say, so be praised. Whatever, 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 whatever happens, don't let go of my hand.
Good morning, good morning, 6:30 at WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Westbound 70 at Jennings Station, the exit ramp is partially blocked due to a vehicle that's been removed from a weekend accident. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and River de Pere, no problems report there. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Geyer, look for normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and McKnight, everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Sappington to Big Bend, no problems there. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain and Graham Hanley, everything's on the move. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to 55, expect normal traffic this hour. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, everything is flowing freely this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, look for no problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. Northbound Memorial Drive remains closed through Poplar Street Bridge and Pine Street following Fair St. Louis. Southbound Memorial is open. The Eads Bridge is also closed due to the Fair St. Louis festivities. Highway N at Enchanted Oak in Franklin County, there's an accident involving an overturned vehicle on the roadway, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Only shopping price for car insurance? Shift gears and shop value. With State Farm, you not only get the right coverage at the right price, you get an agent you can count on. Call Murph Murphy in St. Louis. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For the remainder of today, look forward to patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. And then on Thursday, partly sunny, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Minister Sammy Estelle Jr. Join me on the Singing Time broadcast, the first, third, and fifth Saturdays of the month at 5:30, and the second and fourth Saturdays at 6 for the Singing Time broadcast, featuring good gospel music, the latest church news, and also the Word of God. That's Singing Time with Minister Sammy Estelle Jr. right here on WGNU.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
Hot Jam's back and coming to your town. Fuel TV presents Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hot Jam. All new for 2005. The world's best action sports athletes performing live. Featuring Tony Hawk and other world-class skaters like Andy McDonald, Sergi Ventura, Rune Glifberg, BMX stars Matt Hoffman, Kevin Robinson, Chad Kagi, Dennis McCoy, motocross freestylers Brian Deegan, Ronnie Feist, Dustin Miller, Drake McIlroy. Check out the $1 million Boom Boom Hot Jam setup with an all-new set featuring the big-ass ramp that includes a 30-foot free fall, launching the skaters and BMXers over a 40-foot gap and up a 20-foot quarter pipe. Tickets are on sale now at the Savas Center box office. All Ticketmaster ticket centers charge at 314-241-1888 or by logging on to Ticketmaster.com. July 13th, Tony Hawk's all-new Boom Boom Hot Jam, brought to you by Fuel TV, McDonald's, Powerade, Jeep, Yamaha, and Fantastic Four the Game. For more information, visit BoomBoomHotJam.com.
Hey, it's Tony Hawk. Don't miss it when the Boom Boom Hot Jam returns to the Savas Center. We have a bigger, better, badder show.
For Paralyzed Veterans of America, Montel Williams.
The events of the last few years and the war on terrorism have made us all think more seriously about the service, the sacrifice, and the care of Americans' veterans. Paralyzed Veterans of America is dedicated to ensuring that veterans with spinal cord injury or disease receive the best quality health care and benefits which they've earned. PVA funds research and education for the care and cure of paralysis, and they're leading the fight for civil rights and opportunities that maximize the independence of paralyzed veterans and all people with disabilities. I am proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, and you can also help. For information, you can call toll-free 1-866-USA-4PVA. 1-866-USA-4PVA. Paralyzed Veterans of America, creating a better tomorrow.
I am a child.
I am an adult.
I am 8 years old.
I am 40... Wait, is this important?
I'm in the second grade.
I work in an office.
I learn a lot of stuff.
I file papers, read emails, and...
I have recess twice a day.
I also have a special little friend.
I have a favorite grandma and a special lady friend.
I am a mentor to an amazing little girl.
I like her. Her name's Carol.
Her name's Lakeisha.
Volunteer to help a young child do better in school. Mentor St. Louis, the largest volunteer organization in the St. Louis public schools, needs volunteer mentors. Go to mentorstlouis.org or call 314-531-2570 and let something wonderful happen.
I know how to say I love you in Spanish.
Te amo.
Asthma. Many people think they have it under control, but they really don't. If you have asthma, take 30 seconds to take the asthma control test. For each question, think back to the past 4 weeks. How much of the time did your asthma keep you from getting as much done at work or at home? How often did you have shortness of breath? How often did your asthma symptoms wake you up at night or earlier than usual in the morning? How often did you use your rescue inhaler or nebulizer medication? And last, how would you rate your asthma control during the past 4 weeks? Visit www.asthmaactionamerica.org and take 30 seconds to complete the asthma control test. Or call 1-800-704-4699 to receive the test by mail. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything you can to control your asthma, or is your asthma controlling you? A message from Asthma Action America.
Radio is a very effective means of communication. Right now, thousands of people are hearing this message. Those same people could be hearing your message on WGNU right now. And each person who hears your ad is a potential customer. Is your business really strong enough that it can afford to pass up that many potential clients? To find out how affordable advertising on WGNU can help your business, call sales manager Brian Kay during regular business hours at 314-454-6660.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back
Luther. Well, he's dancing with his daddy now. Passed on Friday. We'll miss him. I was laughing and talking with a girlfriend of mine over the weekend, and she said she was listening to a music station, and the DJ was talking about Luther's funeral's going to be here, and you know, we'll let you know when there are more details. And it was so amazing. I talked to a number of people that had the same experience. I got phone calls Friday night, just messages from friends. Luther died. You know, it's not Luther Vandross, it's Luther. Luther died. And that's just kind of way that it went through the community and the way that people responded to. We were laughing about it. It was like, we're his family, and we were planning on going to the funeral, you know? I mean, well, I'm going to let you know as soon as I can when the details of his funeral are released. And it was just like a family member passed on. Luther died. Bless his heart. He was only in his early 50s. And I can say that I believe I saw Luther at the last concert that he did. The summer right before he died, here in St. Louis, he ended his concert with, had Angie Stone with him. Angie Stone, the little girl from Destiny's Child that sang gospel. And I can't remember who else was there, but it was Luther's last. His concert ended here in St. Louis. I think that was the last concert that he gave. And I saw it. He is going to be sorely, sorely missed. But we know he's dancing with his daddy right now. It's as sad as it is that Luther has passed on. I will say this. It's even sadder for us that are still here to know that his mama, the woman that he talks about in the song, Dance with My Father, all of her kids are gone. Every single one of Luther's brothers and sisters, I believe, are dead. And his father. You imagine? You imagine that? What she must be going through. And leave it to Fox Network. We decide the news. We report what we want you to know. He said, made some slanderous statement about his mother and his dad. Leave it to Fox to do something as crummy as that. Luther Vandross. Luther. Dead at the age of, what was it, 53? We will sorely, sorely, sorely miss him. Howard, can you find some more Luther to send us out with? When we come back, I want to talk to you about, I don't know, y'all, there's something going on with 80-something, the 80-something-year-old rich white man. There's something going on with him. I got a Paul Harvey story to tell you about. There's something in the water with these 80-year-old multi-million dollar men going on out here. Luther, I'll be back. Have faith in me.
Like I'm invisible.
Pussy, those pussy monk pussies. tune in every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. The show called Roster Resolutions, only on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 on AM dial, WGNU. Also on the net at WGNU.net. 2 hours of classical roots reggae for the prophecies are told through musical instruments. Roster Resolutions.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Tripoli. At a weekend meeting of African Union leaders, the head of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, told his fellow members that they need to stop begging for charity from the West. But a declaration is expected to call for members of the world's richest nations to end all $350 billion worth of African debt instead of only the $40 billion that's been talked about. The AU is also expected to demand that Africa be given two permanent seats on the UN Security Council. The president of Nigeria, Olusegun Obasanjo, says this is no time for a lot of talk, but one of serious and concerted action. Gaddafi took a much harder line at the meeting, saying Africa should not be beggars at the doorsteps of the rich, and if you give a poor man money, you have no right to ask him to change his clothes or the way he prays. And Dateline Baghdad. Military officials say it will be investigating charges that a drunken U.S. Marine shot and killed a 9-year-old schoolgirl in order to win a bet. A medical specialist at a Baghdad hospital said an American sniper opened fire on a girl named Aisha Ahmad sometime last week. The girl's father said witnesses told him the American had been betting with his buddies whether or not he could hit the little girl, who had come out of her school from about 700 meters away from the observation post where he was stationed. A previous report given to news organizations had blamed that death on terrorists, but the U.S. military has confirmed the death was caused by American fire. The Marine was said to be very drunk at the time of the shooting and has been taken off his post following the incident. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Remember that song you sang in Sunday school? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Since 1994, Hope for the Nations has reached out in love to children in 20 countries on 4 continents, providing the security to help homeless children grow into confident young people, educating and training them to become effective community leaders, helping them to help others through business development. Discover how Hope for the Nations reaches out in love to the children of the world. Get involved yourself. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, a nonprofit organization turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
Celebrate French heritage in historic Soulard at the 19th annual Soulard Bastille Days Festival from Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 10th. Check out the street parade and Parisian party in the park on Friday evening, a flea market and blues concert on Saturday, and a bike race and washers tournament on Sunday. Proceeds benefit the Soulard Safety Program. Something French to do from WGNU.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. For you, oh, you, I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you.
Oh. Luther, Luther, Luther. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning, Denise. Denise? Denise, good morning.
Employer here in St. Louis, and unfortunately,
Denise, start over again. We didn't catch the first part of you. Start over
again.
Oh,
okay. I'm sorry. I work for a major employer here in St. Louis, and unfortunately I am perceived as a whistleblower, and I've been harassed and harassed and harassed. I've attempted to secure legal counsel to no avail, and I was wondering if you could help me or provide me with some tips.
Some tips on what?
Securing an attorney.
Oh, okay. Well, you can call me off the air for that.
Call you off the air? Mm-hmm. What's the time to call you?
Okay, you can call me after the show ends.
After the show ends.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning.
Yes.
I watched, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm very sorry that Luther passed away. He was only 54 years old. And they also said that he had a stroke approximately 2 years ago. And that, as we know, he never recovered from that. But I'm sorry that he's gone. I called to say that I watched the Venus Williams and Lindsay Davenport a rerun. I couldn't have watched the match. I only watched because I knew that Venus had won, because it was, would have been too stressful for me. I mean, first of all, I would say it was one of the longest women's tennis match in history. And to see her come back from being almost losing the game, and to where she pulled that strength from, I'll never know, because I was exhausted just watching the match. And usually I watch it without the sound, because those commentators, they just stress me out, some of the remarks they make about, it's already derogatory remarks they make about the Williams sisters. And but what I saw something that I would never think I would hear or not hear. During the, it was the last few minutes of the match, and it was looking like Venus was going to really pull it off. I happened to have the sound on, and it seemed like it was more than a minute. The commentators were silent. She shut them up. They didn't have a word to say, because they couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. I mean, I think this will be her third Wilmington win.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax car phone.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Wonderful, wonderful. Listen, question for you. Has there ever even been a thought of elections for the Supreme Court nominations? And do you think that would make sense? And your thoughts. And I want to hang up and listen to your response.
Okay. You. You're welcome. Well, that's the enduring discussion about judges. In two places, in the most populous districts, judicial districts in the state of Missouri, we have what they call a nonpartisan plan, where judges are not elected, they are appointed. In places like St. Charles and other counties, their judges are elected. The argument that is made about the election of judges is that only the wealthy will be able to play the game, the people that can come up with enough money to run a campaign, and you'll end up with only a certain type of person in that particular judicial seat. The nonpartisan plan is supposed to be the bar associations involved in it, but the ultimate decision comes from the governor of the state of Missouri. So any judges that the man-child Matt Blunt all judges that leave the bench or are appointed to the bench will be appointed by the man-child Matt Blunt for these next 4 years. There are problems on both sides. When I see what we get, there's another argument that is made that an independent the appointed person is less restricted or less beholding to interests and can act more independent than a person who is elected. I'm not convinced of that. I haven't seen that in the state of Missouri, that's exactly what we end up getting in the appointment of people. And judges are a peculiar breed. sometimes and oftentimes. So judges are an interesting and peculiar breed. Lawyers, there are lawyers that won't get involved in political issues because they want that judgeship. And they want to stay out of the political eye so that they don't get in trouble with anybody. And then once they get on the bench, far too many judges start, okay, if you get on at the associate circuit, you want to be a circuit judge. You get to the circuit judge, then you want to be an appellate judge. And you get to the appellate judge, and you want to be a supreme. And when you get to the supreme, you know, God willing and the creek don't rise, you know, maybe you'll get a federal judgeship. And if you get a federal judge, God willing and the creek don't rise, you might, good God, you might end up on the Supreme Court of the United States. So with those things in mind, with those ambitions in the backs of the minds of a whole lot of folks out there that sit on the bench, they're going to do things that they believe are going to get them to the next job advancement, the next promotion. You got to curry favor with the politicians to get your next promotion. So it's do we want an elected Supreme Court? Good God, everybody would be Clarence Thomas. You know, I mean, we would have never gotten a Thurgood Marshall if there was an election involved, I don't think. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Let me decide. Shoot, just let me decide who they're going to be. Then it would all be easy. It would all be easy. I don't know. Neither one of them have gotten the types of people that have been consistently in the interest of those who need the most protection, the people that need, the entities that need the least protection, multi-million-dollar corporations or multi-million-dollar individuals, they end up getting most of the protection. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Yes, Carfo.
Just a curiosity question. Is it true that you don't have to necessarily be an attorney to be a judge? A friend of mine was toying with the idea of running for a local judge in Mesa, Arizona. He's an attorney, and he's saying he was up against a community activist slash minister.
I don't know what the laws are in that state. In the state of Missouri, you have to be a lawyer in order to be a judge. You have to be a lawyer. Yes, you
do. All right, thank you.
I mean, even in Arizona, you may not have to go to law school. You may just, all you can do is, maybe they have a rule where you just sit for the bar and anybody that passes the bar becomes a lawyer without ever having gone to law school. I know that that's true in a number of states.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And maybe that, you know, I don't know. I don't really know what the absolute answer is. I can point out certainly the concerns about it. And does it make it better for our nation that the Supreme Court jobs are, once you get it, it's a lifetime job? I think it does. And that's why I think it makes it so critical that you fix it on the front end as opposed to try to fix it on the back end, because once they get in for life. There are people that grow into their independence as they get older and have on the Supreme Court. On the Supreme Court, you know that there is no other higher gig. So you can all do a whole lot of things that you couldn't do in other positions. So I don't think that I believe that the Supreme Court job should be elected. I do not know. I don't think so at all. Not when George W. Bush bought this last election. No, I don't advocate that anybody in that position be elected in that position. I think that the lifetime positions are good in the Supreme Court. I think that the Democrats need to rise to their responsibility and make some noise. There are plenty of entities and organizations out there to amplify the negative sound or the truth. The negative sound of the record of these individuals. And there are enough organizations and entities and individuals out there to amplify the sound, any sound that the Democratic Party makes. assuming they want their voices heard. So it's up to them. It's up to them. I'm Liz Brown. This beat a wake-up call. We have much to talk about. I'm going to talk about cranky 80-something-year-old men when I come back. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Wicked weather may be winding up for a punch to the nation's Gulf Coast. Introducing Tropical Storm Cindy.
Maximum sustained winds are currently near 40 miles per hour.
Meteorologist Jack Bevan at the National Hurricane Center is tracking her.
We have a tropical storm warning along portions of the northern Gulf Coast from Intracoastal City, Louisiana to Pascagoula, Mississippi, which includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain, and a tropical storm watch east of Pascagoula into the Florida Panhandle at Destin.
He says it could make landfall by tonight or tomorrow morning. Human remains found in western Montana are now being analyzed to determine whether officials should stop searching for a missing Idaho boy. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Investigators confirm they found human remains in western Montana, not far from the home where Dylan Groney went missing. Sheriff Rocky Watson will not say if he thinks the remains belong to the 9-year-old.
Remains are being collected and sent to the FBI lab in Quantico for DNA analysis to confirm the identity.
For some reason, searchers were in that area. It's not clear if the man in custody told them to go there. That suspect, Joseph Duncan, will appear in court today on kidnapping charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Bush is heading to Europe for the G8 summit in Scotland, but ABC's Ann Compton tells us his first stop will be Denmark.
Denmark is an ally, but not a routine stop in Europe for American presidents. This one does want to stop there to thank the Queen and the Prime Minister. They have sent troops and helped support the war in Iraq.
Asked by USA Today about who he might select as a Supreme Court nominee, the president said he's looking at a wide range of candidates and is interested in diversity. The holiday weekend came to a tragic close in Hampton, New Hampshire, where two swimmers were killed in a powerful riptide. Officials say the two men were among 10 people who went into restricted waters and were just waist deep when the strong undertow swept them to their deaths. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Having diabetes can be a struggle. It means testing your blood several times a day. But all those little drops add up to something big. Living a full, healthy life. We know it takes effort. That's why we made the Essentia Breeze Meter effortless. With its convenient Essentia Auto Disc, you just load the meter once for 10 accurate tests. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for the effortless meter. The Essentia Breeze from Bayer.
The box office was on cruise control over the weekend.
Steven Spielberg's War of the Worlds starring Tom Cruise took in more than $77 million over the long 4th of July weekend.
There's nothing living in that direction!
Since its debut last Wednesday, War of the Worlds has earned $113 million. That falls well short, however, of the all-time high held by Spider-Man 2, which raked in $180 million in its first 6 days, leading Hollywood to a record 4th of July weekend last year. Meanwhile, despite War of the Worlds' firepower, it wasn't enough to stop the box office slump, down for the 19th straight weekend. Bill Deal, ABC News.
eBay is already pulling pirated DVD copies of the Live 8 Poverty Awareness Pop Concerts from its website under pressure from the music industry. The first ones went on sale within 24 hours of the end of the global concerts, and they've been attracting bids of about $30. The record company that paid big bucks for the right to release the official DVD hasn't issued it yet. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's news, traffic, and weather. This hour's news is sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. In the news in your 7 a.m. hour, authorities say high speed is to blame for a crash that killed the Ferguson man on Sunday evening. 22-year-old Willie Jackson swerved to avoid another car on eastbound 70 near Highway K in O'Fallon and skidded off the right side of the highway. Jackson was ejected from the car and was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Missouri Highway Patrol says Jackson was speeding before the crash. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is applauding a decision by a three-judge panel that orders the Belleville Diocese to hand over records in a sex abuse case against Father Raymond Kaunacki. David Clohessy, the National Director for SNAP, says he suspects the diocese will try fighting the ruling. He says the diocese can't claim to care about victims' rights when fighting for delayed closure for the victims. The ruling stems from the suit filed on October of 2002 by a man who claims he was abused by Father Kaunacki in the 1970s. Major case squad detectives say they have solved the first murder in Clayton since 1998. 61-year-old Lowry Terry, the friend and co-worker of the victim, was arrested on Sunday evening at the hotel in Louisville, Kentucky, and waived extradition. Terry is suspected of fatally shooting 49-year-old Tim Welsh late Friday evening at the Walter Glenn offices in Heritage Building in South Brentwood. Lieutenant Bill Baker of the Major Case Squad says the break in the case comes from a passerby in Louisville.
Found the wallet, and thank God he called a guy or a girl that was in the wallet, a phone number, and she ultimately called us.
Baker says authorities have also recovered Welsh's rental car and a gun believed to be the murder weapon. Terry is charged with stealing Welsh's credit card and will be held on $250,000 bond. Murder charges are pending at this hour. In an oppressive heat of the St. Louis summer, local advocates are working to help the homeless stay cool. During Fair St. Louis, pastor and community activist Otis Woodward and Reverend Larry Rice of the New Life Evangelistic Center teamed up to establish a homeless village with food, water, shelter, clothing, and donations. Rice and Woodward say the village gave the homeless a temporary place to stay and raised public awareness about the local homelessness problem that's going on here in St. Louis. This hour's news has been sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. That's 1-800, the number 2-DONATE, or you can visit 1-800-2-DONATE.org for more details. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at your WGNU traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. Westbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. Look for all roadways to be reopened after a vehicle from the weekend accident has been cleared. Westbound 70 at Salisbury. Look for the road cleared. No sign of that reported debris that was earlier reported. Northbound 55 between Union and Potomac, look for no problems there. Eastbound 44 between Antire and Merrimack River Bridge, everything is running smoothly. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley, no problems there. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Doherty Ferry, everything's on the move. Westbound 270 between 367 and Washington Elizabeth, everything looks good. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way into Lindbergh, everything is running smoothly. Your other bridge approaches shape up like this. Westbound 5570 at the 4th Street all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. You have slow go this hour. Westbound 64 at 5570. No problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing. It is very heavy volume this hour. Northbound Memorial Drive remains closed following from the Poplar Street Bridge to Pine as a result of following the Fair St. Louis festivities. South Memorial is open. The Eads Bridge is also closed at this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. There's never been a better time to get to your Chrysler dealer than right now during the Summer Sales Drive, where you can get big cash allowances or low financing on some of Chrysler's best products. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday for the remainder of today. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, a high in the upper 80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s for Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday evening mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the hour.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, you could do that. 1-877-920-WGNU. That is, that's my phone number. That's my long-distance phone number. You can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. Much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. Let me get to a car phone or two, and then I want to talk about 80-somethings. Scott.
Yeah, I saw War of the Worlds last night.
What did you think of it?
It was good. You know, the ending was not too good, but I would have done it a little differently. I would have, at the beginning, I would have said that the aliens planned a preemptive strike against the Earth because humans had weapons of mass destruction, and someday they were going to advance to the point where if they got into space, they could be a threat to our planet.
Well, Scott, you know, in all fairness and in the sense of trying to do full reporting here, didn't we just take down a comet? I mean, didn't we just attack a comet? What was the name of and what was the name of the comet?
Quickly.
What was the name? What did we name the comet? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Temple.
Temple.
We attacked a temple.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I would do, and then you know, but I would on the backside, I'd say, you know, and we get an additional benefit of being able to use their resources and their planet. And, you know, because our planet's kind of polluted. And in the movie, Tom Cruise's son almost became a suicide bomber.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah, and
yes, he did.
I heard that H.G. Wells, that the original idea for the book was to criticize the imperialist nations for invading, you know, in weaker countries.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and I see now where he was coming from on that.
Yep. Did you see the first line in the movie when the aliens were coming up from under the ground and the little girl said, "Is it the terrorists? Is it the terrorists?"
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we're the terrorists in Iraq.
There you go. Thanks for your call, Scott.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I mean, bad things. Just bad things happening, folks. I mean, it's not lost on me. It's if you believe, and then I'm going in a different direction than I planned on going, but I don't know. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend about this. $83 million away from the planet Earth, the United States finds something to attack. And who was the genius who was the genius sitting around in the multi-trillion-dollar offices of NASA who came up with a scientific plan of building a multi-million-dollar piece of equipment and crashing it into a rock flying through space? Who thought of that? What bar were they at when they came up with this plan? We're going to crash it in there. We'll just crash it. Just like one of my favorite commercials on TV. My favorite commercial. There's a guy in a lab coat, and they're in a test lab with cars. And there are two little babies in the commercial with him. And they're telling him, and he's crashing the cars in front of him. "Do it again, Bob. Crash the red one. Crash the blue one." And then the guy says, "Well, we're out of cars." "Well, where's your car?" Favorite commercial. But that's what this is like. It's like those two little kids that were in that commercial are making decisions at NASA. Crash it into it. Just crash it into it. And to legitimize it to provide cover for how stupid of a plan this is, how do we legitimize it? We'll take pictures of it. We'll take pictures of it up to 3 seconds before we crash into it. We'll take pictures. Who thought of this? How is this a plan? And if you believe, as I do, I believe that there is life beyond the borders of the world, Earth as we know it. I believe that there's life out there other than us. I don't know. God, I hope God didn't stop with us. I believe that there's something else out there. And if there is something else out there, good googly moogly, good God in heaven, goodness gracious, what must they think of us? $83 million away from our Earth, we're engaging in warlike activities. We're attacking rocks. And suppose something lived there. Suppose. We don't know. Our scientists sit around at bars and say, crash it again, Bob. And it, just to add sickness to this science, additional sickness to this science, we named it Temple. And then we named the rock 83 million miles away from the Earth. We named it Temple. And then we promptly crashed into it. Promptly, intentionally, expensively, we crashed into it. What does that say about us? Was that one of those psychological confessions? What temple? We crashed intentionally, expensively into a temple? Why didn't we call it the Church of God? Couldn't do that, right? So we called it a temple. And we crashed into it. According to our scientist, comets are believed to be the remnants of materials that formed the solar system 44.5 billion years ago. Kind of like destroying Felucia. Kind of like destroying the antiquities of Iraq. Kind of like that's how we roll. And again, I was reminded of a bar scene. All of these white men. I didn't see a single white woman. I sure didn't see anybody looking like me. This room in NASA, all these white men in crew shirts. You know, not the cool crew shirts that the kids wear, but the really square crew shirts. Hugging each other and congratulating each other because they had just engaged in the most expensive, what do they call it, stock car race in the world? That they had crashed at the most expensive piece of equipment in the history of this world into a rock. Woohoo! We're number one! We're number one! Crazy, just crazy. An 820-pound probe crashed into the rock that released a bright flash. Now, who could have predicted that? Who could have predicted that? Oh. An 850-pound object crashing into a rock would create a flash. Who could have predicted that? Wow. Our experiment went very, very well. Huh? We touched a comet and we touched it hard. Huh? And, you know, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. This is just crazy. You crashed an 850-pound object into a rock in space, 83 miles away. It created a flash. We touched a comet, and we touched it really hard. Our experiment went very, very well. Lord, pray for us. Pray for us. Oh. Whoo. The force of our touching of this alien object 83 million miles away from our home was equal to 4.5 tons of dynamite. Yeah, suppose that asteroid, that comet, that thing that we threw our trash into, our stuff into, suppose it belonged to something or somebody out there. What must our neighbors think of us? That 83 million miles away from Earth, the very first impression that we give, we like to crash into stuff. That's what we like to do. We like to crash into stuff. Woohoo! The only thing that the NASA scientists were missing in their congratulatory hugs were those helmets with holders for two beers and the things that come out of their mouth while they're sucking on it. Those beer hats. That's the only thing that was missing from their congratulatory hug. They call it a bullseye crash. Congratulations to us. Congratulations. Oh, Jesus. So it's come to this. NASA has come to this. Our objective is to crash into rocks 83 million miles away from Earth. That's what we do. That's how we roll. Lord help us. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Oh, Lord.
About this this recent event in outer space, if you remember, the thing that's gone off the radar screen all of a sudden was this great hoopla about the Mars probe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to reveal to us the fact that whether there was water on Mars or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyone who looks at Mars on a telescope can see ice on the polar caps. And you didn't need a probe in order to establish whether there was water or not. These are boondoggle projects just to keep NASA alive and going. This shot in outer space, I'd like to comment on that. In Australia, there's a mile-wide crater established by a meteorite that crashed into Earth. And if you want to examine parts of the meteorite, any meteorite that's out in space, all you have to do is walk over to the crater, pick up a rock, and stick it in your pocket. You didn't need to send a probe that cost billions of dollars to explode. This was more a symbolic event, and as far as science is concerned, it was just a waste of money. And
It's stupid.
First of all, you didn't need to go all the way out into space in order to get a piece of meteorite because they're crashing on Earth every day of the week.
Well, here's the thing. Here is the other thing. Nowhere in this article that's on the front page of the St. Louis's Post-Dispatch does it say how much this costs. Isn't it interesting? Isn't that revealing? How come you aren't telling us how much this 830-pound rock costs, or this car costs? How come you're not telling us that? Because you don't want us to make the connection. We crashed it into a rock in space 83 million miles away, and I want to give you a quote, Dimitri, if I just can.
Sure.
A quote from the paper says, "It was a milestone for the U.S. Space Agency because no other space mission had flown this close to a comet."
Their projects out to Mars and Venus and so forth, they're passing meteorites in order to get there. That's why they have those shields on those projectiles, because there's always a chance that they're going to crash into a meteorite.
We crash into a temple and we party. Thanks for your
help. Don't you think the word temple is...
Who are you telling?
The word temple is symbolic, and it has political overtones.
No.
That's the only reason it was done.
But here you go. Let us carry out the political overtones.
Yes.
We crashed into a temple... and we celebrated.
And we send a message around the world that we can get you wherever you are.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
0400 is my phone number. Woohoo! You're on the wake-up call, car phone.
Hey,
You know, that's basically, you don't fear God. That's a man that does not fear God.
Mm.
Within my understanding, that is telling me, as a man, I don't fear God. I'm going, they struck God. God created that.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Woohoo! We crashed into a temple. Break out the beer. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Stay with me. We have so much to talk about.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Northbound 170 after 70, a report of a sick case in a vehicle, so use caution as you're out in that area. Northbound 55 between Germania and 44, no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from 109 to Chrysler, no problems there. Eastbound 40 from 141 all the way into Mason, look for heavy volume. Northbound 270 at 44, look for traffic to be moving steadily. Westbound 270 is jammed in the right lane as you approach 170. Westbound 255 from Coke to Lehme Ferry, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh, look for very heavy volume there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanway, traffic is lighter than normal this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic there. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into Laclede's Landing, heavy volume there. North Memorial Drive remains closed between Poplar and Pine as a result of Fair St. Louis. Southbound Memorial is open needs. Bridge is also closed as a part of the Fair St. Louis festivities. West Florissant Avenue at 70, look for an injury accident. And Brandon at Jennings Station, there's a report of an accident involving a pedestrian. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Did you know mosquitoes don't live through the winter, but their eggs do? The Orkin Man knows. Call 1-800-ORKIN-MAN for $30 off your first pest control service. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 75, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Do they play jazz in heaven? In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on the new canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. Cause if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
What's up, St. Louis? This is George Cotton.
And I'm Syl Wilson.
And, of course, we're your host of The Real Deal with George and Syl.
The place where you end and start the week.
Well, now you can end and start your week on Tuesday. That's right, starting Tuesday, July 5th, you can catch The Real Deal on Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight. Join George and Seal for an informative and controversial talk show now on Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU. School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
What's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
On the cost of this shooting, this thing at the space there, is this the same country that can't afford Social Security, that can't afford health care for its elderly?
That is right.
And his children in the state of Missouri.
That is right.
And yet, how many billion dollars a year does NASA waste on just nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm a very confused person. I hear we're broke. We don't have any money. Then I hear about bags of money going to Iraq. I hear about other nonsense that they're wasting money on.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, and I'll get off of here. I have always questioned this thing about how old the universe is. These are mere men, and they're measuring the age of the universe. I don't think they know any more than I do about how old the universe is. They just throw a bunch of numbers out there, 4 billion years, 2 billion years, whatever, and their numbers are changing all the time. Now, who is sitting around getting paid to do all that nonsense?
Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. A preemptive strike 83 million miles away on a temple. Jesus. Ah, you're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Mildred, I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm just fine. I heard a lady earlier say that man is behaving as he does because he does not fear God. And I believe she's telling the truth. In all of this universe, man's home was designated as Earth, E-A-R-T-H. Now, if that's a lie, God has told it. I do not believe that there is life outside of Earth for mankind. Man is vain. He is foolish. He does nothing but believe in himself. And every time NASA comes on my television screen, I click it off. I am not interested. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Thank you, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. It's just, it's mind-blowing. When you break it down, when you try to make sense of it, it's mind-blowing. What it is that we do, where our priorities are, and who suffers as a result of the selection of these priorities. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Oh, fine. Just, and I have a little open land. I got something burning in me this morning. Trash in my neighborhood. I would like someone to give me a solution. How can we stop the people from throwing trash out the cars in the neighborhood when they're talking, open the door, and drop the trash? Just how can we, and put it on the vacant lots?
Well, Martha, one of the things that causes people to do that is the lack of, when I went to school, we were taught about the consequences of being a litter bug. There were programs in school that taught that all of the time. And it was reinforced on television. It was reinforced in my weekly reader. It was reinforced all over the place that this is not something that you do. Those types of programs have been taken out of schools. Therefore, you have kids that have not been taught. You have adults now that haven't been taught about their responsibility to the places that they live in. One of the places and then there's money for all of those things, too. The money that brought those programs to teach young children, when they're young, that you don't open your window and throw something out. It happens all across the city. It happens all across the state. It happens all across the country because you just don't come to a knowledge of not to do this. You are taught this, and that teaching is then reinforced outside of your home. You have parents that teach it, and if parents don't teach it, you have a school that teaches it. And if you have a school that teaches it, you have commercials on TV that teaches it. You have billboards that reinforce it. That's not happening. So people are going to have to start to get back into the practice of insisting that their schools begin teaching this stuff.
Okay. So that's the solution. I'm going to call downtown for the superintendent office, the new one, and that can be a startup program for him.
Absolutely.
All right. And then I'm going to ask WGNU, Charlie up there, to help us out. Also, you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of little Luthers running around here and a lot of little marriages that came through Luther and a little breakups through Luther. So God bless all you little Luthers, and I'm so sorry that he passed. And we're also from the old school. We have one from the Four Tops.
That's right.
That passed.
That's right.
Yes, so that was before your time.
Yes, ma'am.
You're right. So enjoy. So we're going to do a campaign.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That's what it takes.
All right. Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920. And I hope you got the inference from Miss Martha that there are a lot of little Luthers running around here. Little Luthers running around here. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And don't forget that the wake-up call is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. If you miss an hour, go on over to whiterosesociety.org. Get an hour. Go on over there. Get an hour. You can catch up on any of the shows that you've missed. You can listen to the show that you really, really liked. You can always have the wake-up call at your fingertips if you go on over to whiterosesociety.org and catch the show out. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. I still haven't talked to you about what I planned on talking about, but that comet just took me 83 million miles off my course. of what I wanted to share with you this morning. And I promise you, when I come back, I'm going to talk. Now, you know what? Before I go, I'm going to give you a kind of a tip of Paul Harvey, 86 years old. Paul Harvey, who just signed a... Maybe they know something that we don't know. 86 years old. He just signed a $100 million 10-year contract with Disney. Maybe he knows something that we don't know. 86 years old, got a $100 million contract with Disney, and here is what he said, part of what he said. We didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. Once upon a time, we elbowed our way across this continent by giving smallpox-infected blankets to Native Americans. That was biological warfare, and we used every other weapon we could get our hands on to grab this land from whomever. And we grew prosperous. Yes, we greased the skids with the sweat of slaves. So it goes with a great nation-state, which, feeling guilty about their savage past, eventually civilized themselves to business and wound up invaded and ultimately dominated by a lean, hungry, up-and-coming country that was not made of sugar candy. So, slavery was just about a country not being sugar-coated, right? So we greased the skids with the sweat of slaves. So what? So we put some infected blankets out there with smallpox to the Native Americans. So what? So what? So what? Ask yourself this question, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. If Disney says that kind of crap is okie dokie, tell me why they refuse to distribute Fahrenheit 9/11. We got stuff to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. So now you know what's worth $100 million and what's not. According to Disney, the guy, the mouse with the ears. I'm Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And now, you know the rest of the story.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline, Kandahar. Two members of a special forces team that were supposed to be picked up by a helicopter that was shot down in Afghanistan last week have been found dead after going missing for about a week. A third team member is still unaccounted for. A fourth was found alive on Saturday. All 16 men on board the Chinook helicopter that went down died in that crash. Although the military is not confirming it, all the members are believed to be part of the elite Navy SEALs unit. In a related development, 17 civilians are reported to have been killed in eastern Afghanistan by an airstrike conducted by the U.S. The governor of the province says he's asking for a complete investigation of how such a mistake could have happened. The U.S. military has issued a statement expressing regret over the loss of life, but maintains it hit a valid target and enemy terrorists were among those killed. And Dateline Asuncion. The American military is spreading its tentacles now to South America. The government of Paraguay has given the green light for the United States to set up a rapid response military base near the border of Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina in return for financial assistance to fight corruption and terrorism. Men and material are on the ground today in Paraguay, and a total of 13 military contingents will be there through December of next year. U.S. troops will have total immunity from any damages they cause in Paraguay. Near the border with Bolivia, an airport is under construction by the U.S. that will have the capability to accommodate B-52s and large transport planes that move both men and weaponry. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hi, this is Lior Daniels. And I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 for good gospel music and church news on the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Start your Saturday off right with me, Leora Daniels, and the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro?
Really?
Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. You see, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Summer has officially begun, and warmer weather can mean danger for your cats and dogs. The ASPCA has issued a pet safety advisory, urging pet owners to protect their companion animals during the sweltering summer days. The organization offers these guidelines as a way to keep pets safe when the temperatures begin to rise. Never leave an animal alone in a vehicle, since even with the windows open, a parked car, truck, or van can quickly become a furnace. Do not force your animal to exercise after a meal in hot, humid weather. Always provide plenty of shade for an animal staying outside the house. Please be sensitive to the needs of old and overweight animals in hot weather. Avoid walking your dog in areas that you suspect have been sprayed with insecticides or other chemicals. And be alert for coolant leaking from your vehicle, as animals are attracted to the sweet taste, and ingesting just a small amount can cause death. The ASPCA has provided national leadership in humane education for over a century and has over 1 million supporters today. Visit ASPCA.org for more information. Would you and your family like to experience another culture without ever leaving your home? Academic Year in America, or AYA, is bringing close to 1,000 high school exchange students to the U.S. this August from more than 30 countries, including Germany, Thailand, and Brazil. These students come to the U.S. with strong English skills in the hopes of becoming part of an American family, your family. The AYA program is looking for families in the St. Louis area to host a student for a semester or academic year. Host families provide room and board and treat the student as a member of the family. You will get to select the student you feel will be the best fit for your family. Hosting an exchange student not only enriches your family, but makes the dream of an international student come true and brings more international understanding to our world. Open your mind, expand your horizons, and make a difference in the life of an exchange student. Call Kelly at AYA for more information at 1-800-322-HOST. That's 1-800-322-HOST.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Do like a butterfly, I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it, not even if no one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it, I'm
done. Oh, Lord. We have so much stuff to talk about. I try, you know, every once in a while, Hollywood makes it into the wake-up call. Every once in a while. I've been watching with interest the comments that have been made by between Brooke Shields and Tom Cruise, and not as a celebrity watcher, but just simply as the content of the comments, and also just as a larger picture of what these battles represent. There's an editorial in a local paper, in a St. Louis paper, editorial written by Brooke Shields. And Brooke Shields says, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but after Tom Cruise's interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, I feel compelled to speak not just for myself, but hundreds of thousands of women who have suffered from postpartum depression. While Cruise says that Lauer and I do not understand the history of psychiatry, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that Tom Cruise has never suffered from postpartum depression. And with that, and with those two paragraphs, I need you to understand where we are. This is not a discussion about postpartum depression. This is a discussion about drugs. I just find it fascinating that the stories that are getting the frontline approach, that Tom Cruise is being told he's crazy, that it's madness for him to advocate no medicine, taking vitamins and exercising. It's almost as if on the very same day, the words are still floating in the air, that Brooke Shields was saying, Tom Cruise is crazy for criticizing my choice of taking drugs to deal with my postpartum depression. Almost those words are still almost in the air, and I want to read them to you. I couldn't believe it when my doctor, Brooke Shields said, told me I was suffering from postpartum depression and gave me a prescription for the antidepressant Paxil. Those words are still floating in the air. When the story broke, FDA renews its suicide warning on some drugs. U.S. regulators alerted the public on Friday. Brooke Shields wrote this column on Friday. Between the link of antidepressant use and suicidal behavior in adults. And they urge close monitoring of patients taking any of the widely prescribed drugs. Next paragraph. Millions of Americans use antidepressants, which include Zoloft and Paxil. So, who's wrong in this discussion? Is it any coincidence that a country that is run with hundreds of millions of dollars of pharmaceutical dollars, that in such a country, at such a time, that we are seeing the attempted crazification, that's a new word, that's a wake-up call word, crazification of Tom Cruise, and the elevation of a postpartum depression mom, Brooke Shields, who uses Paxil. If the FDA is saying that this stuff is bad, know that it's been bad for a long time. This is not a discussion between a crazy in love Tom Cruise. In love or not, I don't know. Crazy Tom Cruise and a put upon new baby mama Brooke Shields. That's not what this discussion is about. This is a discussion to make sure that anybody that advocates anything outside of drug use in a pharmaceutically run nation like the United States, this is an effort and an energy and an understanding that we're going to make a Tom Cruise crazy before we make a woman who's using the drug that can cause suicide for her depression. That's like saying, how do you fight this fire? Gasoline! Gasoline! That's how you fight the fire! A woman who's depressed is using a drug that causes suicide. And Tom Cruise is crazy for saying, take some vitamin C, shoot. You know what I mean? Vitamin C doesn't make you want to commit suicide. These are crazy times we're living in. Understand the wars that are being brought to your front door. And understand the distractions that are going to be put out there to make sure that you don't see the wars for what they are. We're a pharmaceutical nation, y'all. Trillions of dollars go into making certain that we stay a pharmaceutical nation. Brooke Shields and her advocacy of pharmaceuticals is going to be deemed sane. as opposed to a Tom Cruise who advocates everything but is going to be deemed crazy. The woman who uses a drug to fight her depression, a drug that causes people to want to kill themselves, she's not crazy. We are. We are. My name is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. You need to stay with me because I'm not done here. I'm not done here. I'm not done.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and mine back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below made.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. President Bush is winging his way to Europe at this hour for the G8 summit. But before he left, he talked about the Supreme Court vacancy and who he might tap to fill it. The answers from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The president says he'll nominate a person with great integrity and intellect and experience who will faithfully interpret the Constitution. He tells USA Today he's looking at a wide range of candidates and he's interested in diversity on the court. Interest groups are poised to spend as much as $100 million, according to the Washington Post, to influence the president's choice, but Mr. Bush says he hopes they tone down what he calls the heated rhetoric. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Human remains found in western Montana are now undergoing DNA analysis to determine if they are the remains of a missing Idaho boy named Dylan Groney. His sister Shasta was found at a Denny's in the company of a registered sex offender. He has a court date today. ABC's Alex Stone has a look ahead.
Joseph Duncan has a long history of sex offenses. He's facing kidnapping charges after he was found at a Denny's restaurant with 8-year-old Shasta Groney. Investigators located human remains in western Montana yesterday that may belong to Shasta's brother, 9-year-old Dylan Groney. Police have sent the remains to an FBI lab for analysis.
Fellow inmates had a special nickname for Martha Stewart.
Some friends of hers had told me that her nickname in prison was M. Diddy, and I asked her, and she had no problem saying, yeah, that was one of the things they called her.
Vanity Fair's Matt Tiernauer interviewed Stewart and says she admitted she searched the Internet for instructions on how to remove her ankle bracelet monitor.
She's the ultimate how-to person, so I think she just wanted to know for her own edification.
And Miss Universe wore a white suit, a low-cut top, and a glittering smile as she took an AIDS test in a Johannesburg hospital. Russian-born Canadian Natalie Glebova said she hoped it would encourage others to do the same. South Africa has been battling an epic AIDS epidemic. This is ABC News.
With all the recent news on prescription pain relievers, you may be asking what's right for you. Talk to your doctor and ask about Advil. The fact is, neither Celebrex nor Vioxx has been proven to be more effective on tough pain than Advil. Advil has been trusted by millions for over 20 years. Ask your doctor if the strong, trusted pain relief of Advil is right for your kind of pain.
Use as directed for occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists. Brands are trademarks of their respective owners.
A 1.99% mortgage? Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
A snapshot from another time is now developing before the eyes of scientists analyzing a set of human footprints that are 40,000 years old.
They were thought to have walked where no man had tread before, scientists believing that the arrival of the first humans in the Americas was some 13,000 years ago. But British researchers have come up with what they say are 40,000-year-old footprints. According to the British team, the footprints were preserved as trace fossils near to what was the shoreline of a volcanic lake in central Mexico. It had been thought that the first humans used a land bridge to the Americas after the last ice age. But if these newfound footprints are the real thing, it suggests the first humans came by water long before that. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Discount caskets for working stiffs, saying death shouldn't separate you from a great deal. An Illinois man is offering dignified yet decently priced burials, a casket and funeral service for about $3,000, about half the normal price. The founder himself found out firsthand what it was like to make arrangements without money when his uninsured sister died. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's news, traffic, and weather. This hour's news is sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. In the news in your 8 o'clock hour, one man is dead following an Independence Day motorcycle accident in Collinsville. 40-year-old Robert Doc Gallion of Troy, Illinois, was traveling north on 5570 at approximately 2:45 Monday morning when he lost control of his 2000 Yamaha motorcycle. Gallion was not wearing a helmet and he was pronounced dead at the scene as a result of loss of blood due to a limb amputation. Funeral arrangements are pending at Castley Funeral Home in Collinsville, Illinois. During the oppressive heat of the St. Louis summer, local advocates are working to help the homeless stay cool. Reverend Larry Rice of the New Life Evangelistic Center says it's very hard for the homeless to deal with the heat. The
problem is that many shelters such as ours are extremely overcrowded. We keep trying to sell City Hall that they want to drive the homeless out of downtown St. Louis. They want them out of sight, out of mind. They only care about the people that have tax dollars. These are human beings. These little children are people also made in the image of God. We must do everything we can to try to help them.
Rice says homeless people stay wherever they can during these hot weather conditions, including libraries, malls, hospitals. During Fair St. Louis, Rice helped put up a homeless village where people were given food, shelter, clothes, water, and donations. Missouri's two U.S. senators say they hope they can fight. They hope a fight can be avoided over whomever President Bush nominates to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Senators Kit Bond and Jim Talent agree that the nomination process needs to be a smooth one. Senator Talent says his intent is to confirm President Bush's choice as long as the person is an honest and effective leader. Justice O'Connor announced her resignation last week after nearly 20 years on a Supreme Court bench. And finally this hour, two St. Louis area residents are home after participating in the second annual Craft Gospel Talent Search. 25-year-old Letitia Lynn Haynes of University City was one of 10 finalists across the nation who participated in the competition in New Orleans to be the gospel's next big superstar. Danita Mumfred of Florissant was also a finalist in the Craft Gospel Talent Search. Angela Blair of Rowlett, Texas, won this year's contest. This hour's news has been sponsored by Orkin. Did you know one roach could represent 200 others inside your walls? The Orkin Man knows, and he can help de-roach your home. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Eastbound King Bridge at the Gravel Pit, there's an accident. It's minor, but there are no delays at this hour. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry, an accident in the right shoulder. Expect slow traffic near 367. Northbound 155 at mile marker 165. Look for Illinois. Northbound 55 at marker 165, an accident reported in the median. That's near the southern Jefferson County border. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchet Bridge, major road construction has two left lanes open, and traffic backs up to Hawk's Nest overpass to 5th Street. Northbound 55 between Holly Hills and 44. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to Sappington. No problems to report there. Eastbound 40 is slow after 141 all the way to Mason Road. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Manchester. Traffic is flowing freely. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way into Lindbergh. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between or at Lindbergh. Look for very heavy volume this hour. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley, you've got heavy volume as well. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Hanley, look for slow traffic this hour. westbound 5570 from the King Bridge split all the way to Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect stop-and-go traffic in your 8 a.m. commute. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for no problems to report there. Westbound King Bridge between 5570 and Cleese Landing is stop-and-go due to system problems on South Broadway at Cole. And also a couple of final notes here. Northbound Memorial Drive remains closed between the Poplar Street Bridge and Pine due to Fair St. Louis activities from over the weekend. Southbound Memorial is open. The Eads Bridge is also closed due to those festivities that happened over the weekend. Northbound 141 at south of 44, three minor accidents. Two cars are in the center lanes, and the two center lanes are blocked. There's a brief slowdown. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Make sure your car is ready for safe summer driving with Napa Trust Stop brake pads. Starting as low as $10.49, you'll get safe, reliable braking at a competitive price. Napa, get the good stuff. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny today, a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. And then moving on to Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 75, both under clear skies with the sunny skies hanging around for us. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother something to say. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother something to say.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not test for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a measure of my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Wow. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Please don't forget that the Wake Up Call is being archived daily on the WhiteRoseSociety.org. You can catch any of the 4 hours. If you missed an hour, go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. I have just, I continue to reflect upon the amazing times that we live in. The amazing intrusions that this, our good country just feels compelled to engage in. Just amazing intrusions. And it seems that behind every intrusion, there's something about money going on. Something about money going on. I find it an intrusion. I truly do. I find it an intrusion to crash $100 million pieces of equipment into comets 83 million miles away. I find that an intrusion. What about the trash that we leave behind? What if we don't know the impact of any of that? We don't. We can't. We couldn't. But yet we go merrily along, intruding 83 million miles away from Earth. And you can see the examples of the intrusions, 83 million miles closer to when the temple was hit by a NASA projectile. And it seems as if, kind of like in the public schools, that public schools represent billions of dollars, billion-dollar money pots sitting all over this nation. That's why they are attracting corporate interest now. They don't care about our babies being educated. They care about the money that these schools offer and the ease to get into them, because the boards that protect schools are not the same as the boards that protect Exxon. Trust me on that. So they can get there a little easier. They go where the money is. These intrusions do. And one of the last bastions. I mean, it's almost the ultimate irony. If it's not the ultimate irony, it sure is up there in the top 10, 20 ironies. The place where you go, where many people go, to escape these intrusions are national parks. Find themselves in a place of in the crosshairs of those that seek to intrude, companies looking to make some more money. We're going to talk about the latest intrusion into the place design for an intrusionless life experience, our national parks. We're going to talk about this morning with Jeff Rook, the executive director of PEER. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine.
Thanks to our National Park Service officials, we now are going to be looking up and seeing some other new things in our national parks, right?
Yes. It could be the new national tree will be a cell phone tower.
Talk to us about this, Jeff. Cell phone towers coming to a local park near you, local national park near you.
Right. It's only been 9 years since Congress authorized parks to consider cell towers, and the parks were supposed to develop plans. Instead of developing a plan, the parks are, as far as we can tell, their plan is just to say yes. So increasingly, in places like Yellowstone, two-thirds of the park already has cell coverage, including a lot of the backcountry wilderness. They've got three more towers on the drawing boards. Some parks have 5, 6, in one case, Delaware Water Gap has 8 different tower proposals by 3 companies. And because the park system doesn't have any kind of plan, or they don't even consider what we call the solitude values. With the cell phones today, it's not just a matter of talking on the phone, and maybe ordering a pizza. You can also surf the web and check out your email. So increasingly, there's no place in the U.S. where you can get away and be out of touch.
Mm. Well, who decides where these towers are going to go up?
For the most part, the telecom companies.
How could that possibly be? How is that?
Because the parks have no plan. They have kind of this, we won't put any tower in a place that's inappropriate. But one of the towers that we featured overlooks the Old Faithful geysers.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Which is one of the most important views in the country. The Park Service features it on their website. As a matter of fact, they felt so sheepish about it that 2 weeks ago, in response to protests that we were leading, they agreed to shorten the tower by 20 feet. We've got the before and after pictures, and it's sort of very unclear on the concept because it was ugly before, and it's just as ugly, it's just a little shorter now. There's nothing around it, and so the tower dominates. You can see it through the entire district. And so to the extent that they think that Old Faithful is an appropriate place to put a cell tower, you know, we don't know about Jefferson's forehead on Mount Rushmore, the top of the Washington Monument. What the telecom companies do, and it's quite natural, it's in their interest, is they're trying to fill in dead zones. And a lot of the dead zones are in the big western wild parks. And so they look for the highest peaks and say, well, that's a good place for a tower, what do you say? As far as we can tell, the Park Service, for the most part, never says no.
Why?
Well, we're not exactly sure. To some extent, it's because they
don't... Can I just interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Because, Jeff, I would think that the Park Service's job and responsibility is to protect the park.
You know, it's funny because what a number of park officials are seizing on now is they think that the cell towers have a benefit, and they've seized on what they call a public safety consideration. So Yellowstone, they're saying, well, gee, if somebody was in an accident with a snowmobile or they were gored by a buffalo, then it would be good to have a cell phone. Well, I suppose you can make that argument, but there's no proof that there's anything behind it. Moreover, the implications of that argument is that they need to have 100% cell coverage, and they're not quite going that far. But, to some extent, it's a matter of the Park Service not even considering the getting away from it all as one of the values that they're supposed to provide to the American public.
But also, Jeff, isn't there, okay, if the park's response is we're trying to keep the park safe, people safe from wild bears out in the park with a cell phone, then why hasn't the park jumped into it and said, and have a plan about where the towers are going to go, as opposed to the companies that build the towers making that decision?
Well, that's our point. Of the 388 parks, national parks in the U.S., only one has a plan, and that's the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And we just wrote to the director of the Park Service saying, is anyone else developing a plan? And here's the letter we got back on June 21st. While several of parks have expressed interest in developing telecommunication plan for their park, I'm unaware of any plans being completed within the last year. And we think they're not doing the plans because there's nobody pushing them from above to do it. It's not considered a priority. In addition, we've been finding, we found it in Yellowstone, we think it's going on elsewhere, is that contrary to the rules, some of the park superintendents are pocketing the money for their own park. And I don't mean personal profit, but they're putting it into their budget. So some of the deals that the telecom companies are offering the park will pay for an additional staff person. They're providing free cell phones to the staff. And by law, the park isn't supposed to see a penny of that. It's supposed to go into the treasury, so the park doesn't have an incentive to commercialize. But unless somebody's policing those rules, that money's finding its way into budgets.
How would you find out how it's finding its way into the budget? Or could you find out?
Actually, we did find out. We confirmed it through a Freedom of Information Act request. But the way we find out about everything is we're an association representing the employees inside the Park Service and these other agencies. And these employees call us up and tell us what's going on.
What are some of the places where it looks like some of these towers are going to go up?
Well, the Park Service doesn't know. They don't keep track. They do finally, and this has taken a year of bugging them, they finally have begun to put together a inventory of where the towers exist. And that took 9 months. And so it's places like Everglade, Grand Teton, Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Mojave, places like that have the towers. If you look at a map and see the big western parks, from a telecom company point of view, those are dead zones, and those are to be filled in.
How does a telecom company get permission to get federal land to build a tower on? How does that work?
They go in and they file an application, and what we've been finding is that for the most part, the parks are saying yes.
So the parks can say no. They don't
That's
have
correct.
To say yes.
That's correct, and all we're asking the Park Service to do is exercise a little care and think about this. That's all. Develop some sort of plan, and also it would be nice if they involve the public. One of the other things we found is that in looking at some 40 different applications for cell towers, in only two instances had the Park Service done the required public notice. In one case, we found that they printed up the public notice, but they didn't distribute it. So for the most part, the public and even the affected publics, the neighbors, don't know that these towers are going in.
Have you seen any concern or heard any concern articulated by people once the towers get up? And if the towers get up, is it too late to take them down?
Well, it's not too late to take them down, though we haven't seen anyone take them down. The closest we saw was at Old Faithful, where they took a 100-foot tower and made it an 80-foot tower, and we thought they should have kept going. We are hearing from superintendents who don't know what to do. So one of the parks that has multiple applications in from several companies, they've been in contact with us and asked for guidance, and we put them in touch with other experts within the Park Service so that they feel like they're on solid ground to say no. But those kind of people reaching out are few and far between. And frankly, we think it's the Park Service's job. They're supposed to be taking care of this land for us. And it's not just the land, because what they're doing is they're allowing a private company to build on federal parkland. We're also asking them to take a look at what we call the solitude values. And the Park Service has never even, it's almost like it's a foreign concept to them. But on the other hand, they're advertising for people to come to the parks to commune with nature. Well, you can commune with nature and listen to music and check your stock quotes and do your email. It sort of it undercuts the whole message.
And what about do we know about any kind of safety concerns for wildlife, safety concerns for tree life, safety concerns for human life with cell towers being built in these type of environments? Do we know that? Is that a settled?
Nobody's even looked at it. There are a couple of instances where cell towers are put right near fire lookouts, and so they have some staff that are for several months a year in very close proximity to the tower, and there's a certain amount of radiation, but I think that's poorly understood. In terms of wildlife, the issue is modern intrusion. So I don't know so much that it's cell phone rings, dial tones that are scaring wildlife, but increasingly people can take the modern world out where it was never intended to go.
Where are organizations like the Sierra Club and places like that on this issue? Are they aware of it?
They're aware of it. We found it a little hard to get them involved. Unfortunately, there are so many threats to the national park, I'm not sure that they feel that this is one of the top ones. One of the big disappointments has been an organization called the National Parks Conservation Association that just does nothing but parks. We can't even get them to return calls.
Huh?
This just is not on their radar.
What are you finding from people out there, citizens that are not affiliated with these organizations? Are you getting a better response from them?
We are getting a better response, and a number of former NPCA members have sort of rallied around, and we are getting ready to file a lawsuit against the Park Service nationally to get them to finally begin planning, because what's happened in the last 9 years since Congress said, okay, but be careful, is that they've spread like wildfire.
Mm. And not the good kind of wild.
No, it's actually sort of the opposite of wildfire. So.
Yeah. Well, where can people find out more information about this?
They can go to peer.org, which is our website, and on the home page is a Death of Solitude Campaign Center. It has a picture of the Old Faithful Tower on it.
And that address?
Peer.org.
That's P-E-E-R?
R.org. Yes.
Okay, and your organization, please?
Is Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, which mercifully does have an acronym of PEER.
Yes, it does. Jeff Rook, Executive Director of PEER. Thank you so much for coming to the Wake
Up
Call and letting us know about this.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I'll be back at you after this. My number, of course, is 454-0400. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with Woodman's Hours Traffic and Weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, major road construction. Only the two left lanes are getting through. Traffic slows just east of 94 at 5th Street. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and Brewery. Everything's running smoothly. Eastbound 44 from Lewis to Merrimack River Bridge, no problems there. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44, everything's on the move. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, everything's moving well. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Haley is lighter than normal. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way to Washington Elizabeth, everything's on the move there. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Hanley, you have no problems to report. And your bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge has returned back to normal westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 split all the way into Cleeds Landing. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to a possible signal malfunction on South Broadway at Cole. Northbound Memorial Drive remains closed between the Poplar Street Bridge and Pine following Fair St. Louis festivities. Southbound Memorial is open, and the Eads Bridge is also closed due to the festivities from the Fair St. Louis. Northbound Jefferson at Shoto, there's an accident, left lane, and traffic is jammed at 44. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. There's never been a better reason for you to get to your Chrysler dealer than right now during the Summer Sales Drive, where you can save big cash allowances or low financing on some of Chrysler's best products. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, mostly sunny skies, high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Wednesday evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 74 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 76 and both under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods,
My blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
You don't have to travel to Washington, D.C. to visit the West Wing. Just listen to Herb Steck online at WGNU.net.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerangs. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Thursday morning on the Wake Up Call, a discussion on the safety of vaccines being given to our children. Before kindergarten, most children get over 20 vaccinations. Many contain mercury, a compound that's known to cause neurological disorders. In the last 15 years, such cases have risen dramatically. Autism used to affect one child in every 2,500. Today, it strikes one out of every 166. What's the connection? Was this information covered up by the government? Join us for a two-hour discussion on this topic Thursday morning on the Wake Up Call. At 7, we'll talk to Drs. Mark Geyer and David Geyer, geneticists and researchers who have established a definite link between mercury and autism. Then at 8, our guest is Lisa Sykes, an associate pastor of a church in Richmond, Virginia, who's active in anti-mercury advocacy and has a son with autism. Coming up Thursday on the Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I've got a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. And it's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop in my faith. We'll see me through. Let me tell you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Well, the fight is on, and it is going to be quite a fight. Sandra Day O'Connor, I announced right as we ended the show on Friday. Sandra Day O'Connor is retiring from the Supreme Court, and so the games begin. I'm getting faxes on a daily basis, hourly basis, from groups putting themselves together, putting their best foot forward, stepping out on Front Street,
to weigh in on the decision-making that will decide her replacement. Conservative groups around the country convened in 5 national conference calls. And you know what they're saying? They don't want Alberto Gonzalez to replace her. Ain't that something? He gets no love, no love, no love for Alberto. Last week, a delegation of conservative lawyers led by C. Boyden Gray and former Attorney General Edwin Meese met with the Chief of Staff Andrew Carr to warn appointing Gonzalez would splinter conservative support. So I just want y'all to feel this. Democrats can't get the same type of meeting about the selection of the Supreme Court. Elected United States Democratic senators can't get the same kind of access that a conservative lawyer like C. Boyden Gray and a former Attorney General Edwin Meese can. And it's not just them. Paul Weyrich, a veteran conservative organizer and the chairman of Free Congress Foundation, said he told administration officials that nominating Gonzalez would fracture the president's conservative backers. Is there a little trouble in conservative paradise here? A little trouble in conservative paradise? And just feel this, the groundswell of opposition to Gonzalez is only one of the swirling, conflicting conservative forces out here as Bush headed off to Camp David right before the weekend. And he said that he's going to make his announcement when he comes back from Europe at the end of this week. Senate Democrats are demanding that he consult them before he makes a choice. Conservatives flexing their muscles have crafted this decision by George Bush as a test of his convictions and his past promises. On Friday, Reverend Miguel Rivera, president of the National Coalition of Latino Clergy and Christian Leaders, a group that represents more than 6,000 Latino evangelical churches, sent George Bush a letter saying that there be a true conservative Latino nominee. Does this mean that Alberto can't even get any love from the Latino clergy and Christian leaders? And as of Friday, Mr. Rivera said he had received no response. All the meetings we have had and all the different groups, and we have not heard anything to reassure us that he's out of the loop. Well, what have I said on this show? This is a test. This is a quick quiz. This is not a test, but it's a quick quiz. What have I said about folks? Now, I'm not predicting who George W. Bush is and what George W. Bush is going to do. I'm not predicting that at all. But it would be more consistent of him to appoint Alberto Gonzalez than it would for him not to. I've always said, can't hold your belly in now. If you are a bully and a brute and you want your way all the time, you're always going to get your way. Or at least you're always going to demand your way. And if you want a little evidence that it may be Alberto. Administration officials discounted the conservative uprising against Gonzalez, saying Bush was already aware of the objections and was not convinced by them. Ouch. Ouch. What did Bush say? It is what it is. The president is going to pick someone who's a true constructionist and someone who is correct in interpreting the law. And the official also said that Mr. Gonzalez fit that description.
Now, the only thing that we're hearing is that he may be, George W. Bush may not be so quick to push Alberto there so quickly after he became our Attorney General. But, you know, I think it's, you know, the thing about the Alberto is that this is the challenge to Democrats. Bush has already seen what the Democrats have said about Alberto. He's already tested the waters with Alberto. The Democrats, from Bush's perspective, have shown them what they got. They've shown up, they've used all their weapons. And Alberto Gonzalez was the man that wrote down in black ink on white paper that, yeah, we can torture people, yeah. He's now the Attorney General. The Democrats didn't filibuster that. They didn't filibuster him for that. So, from the perspective of George W. Bush, Alberto Gonzalez seems to make the most sense. He's already seen the best. He has seen the Democrats' best shot, and he is unimpressed. George or Orrin Hatch, Republican of Utah, former chair of the Judiciary Committee, and of course the committee will be holding the hearings on it. He's going to appoint a conservative, I have no doubt about that. Let me not get into any nominee, but Gonzalez is an exceptional human being. Two thumbs up to the guy who said, yeah, we can torture him. Two thumbs up. The rest of us must be angels. If Gonzalez is an excellent human being, after saying, yeah, we can torture him, we must be angels with wings. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Looking forward to your phone calls at 454-0400, 1-877-920. WGNU is my number. Long-distance number. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I'll be back.
Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
Visit the Jay Hengis Shooting Range and Outdoor Education Center at 1100 Antire Road in High Ridge, Missouri on July 6th, 20th, and 27th for the St. Louis County Program's Rifle Shooting Series. Learn to safely handle, load and unload, hold, aim, and fire a rifle. Participants must be 18 years of age or older. Bring your rifle, 100 rounds of ammunition, and eye and ear protection or equipment can be provided for you. Registration is required by July 5th. To find out more, call 636-441-4554. Something for marksmen and women from WGNU.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. Soldiers killed in action will have an increase in their death benefits, according to new actions on Friday by the Department of Defense. The immediate cash payment to survivors will go up from $12,400 to $100,000. Life insurance benefits increase from $250,000 to $400,000 effective September 1st. The Secretary of Defense is to designate what areas of the globe are considered combat zones, which is where the increased benefits will apply. Deaths that take place not in those zones, but while training for combat or performing hazardous duty, will also qualify for an increase in benefits. And Dateline Moscow. China and Russia have signed a joint declaration warning other nations against attempts to dominate global affairs and interfering in the internal issues of sovereign nations. While the document did not accuse any specific country or countries, there was little doubt it was aimed at the foreign policy of the United States. The agreement calls for strengthening the United Nations' role in global affairs and opposing attempts to impose models of social and political development from the outside. China and Russia are both very concerned about U.S. intentions in Central Asia since the invasion of Afghanistan. Russia and China will hold military maneuvers later this year for the first time in history. And China has bought billions of dollars worth of defense equipment from Russia, which has been a boon to Moscow's struggling defense industry. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of St. Louis Incorporated presents the Electric Shock Radio Hour. A call-in radio talk show airing on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, this Friday from 10 to 11 p.m., hosted by Roger Teagarden, Executive Director of Citizens Commission on Human Rights of St. Louis.
Families need look no further than the Wyndham Anatole Hotel for great summer vacation savings, offering fantastic hotel discounts and partnering with some of Dallas's best family attractions. Wyndham Anatole has the ultimate family getaway package, as low as $129.95 per night. Families are sure to enjoy the hotel's three pools, huge health club, seven-acre park, and a self-guided audio tour of the hotel's private art collection. Call 214-761-7500 or log on to WyndhamAnatole.com to make your reservations today.
The abuse started just after we started dating and got worse. I thought I should stay to keep our family together. But the situation at home has affected my children and my job. My name is Keisha, and I am a survivor of domestic violence. I now take care of my children and go to work without the fear and stress due to abuse. I reached out for help when I needed it, and you can too. If you or someone you care about needs support at home or in the workplace, please call the Domestic Violence Confidential Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. That call changed my life.
If you are a victim of domestic violence, there is help available, and it's just a phone call away. The Domestic Violence Confidential toll-free hotline number again is 1-800-799-SAFE. This message brought to you by the State of Illinois and this station.
Thursday morning on the wake-up call, a discussion on the safety of vaccines being given to our children. Before kindergarten, most children get over 20 vaccinations. Many contain mercury, a compound that's known to cause neurological disorders. In the last 15 years, such cases have risen dramatically. Autism used to affect one child in every 2,500. Today, it strikes one out of every 166. What's the connection? Was this information covered up by the government? Join us for a two-hour discussion on this topic Thursday morning on the Wake-Up Call. At 7, we'll talk to Drs. Mark Geyer and David Geyer, geneticists and researchers who have established a definite link between mercury and autism. Then at 8, our guest is Lisa Sykes, an associate pastor of a church in Richmond, Virginia, who's active in anti-mercury advocacy and has a son with autism. Coming up Thursday on the Wake-Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Can we work it out? This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you this morning,
I'm
dear?
I'm outstanding.
Please help me. Ms. Brown, have you heard, I heard it twice on the radio, about a terrorist attack is going to be on the milk, and so they're asking the farmers to protect their dairy, their milk cows. They're asking them to protect their cows. And they don't tell you how they're going to do, unless they're going to feed the you have to be careful what you feed the cows, but they say it's going to affect the milk, and it's going to be a terrorist attack on the milk.
One of the what I have heard, Ruth, is that, and what I have read, is that
there was a group of people that realized that the dairy industry was vulnerable to penetration, that an item or items could be put into the milk chain very easily that would allow it to become a carrier of some type of biochemical, bioterrorist type of a thing.
Yeah.
So they were saying that there were protections that needed to be engaged in by the dairy industry that would afford them that would shore up the holes in the milk products that exist because nobody is paying any attention to how easy it would be to infect the milk chain.
When I heard, okay, now that's, but they are warning the farmers to protect. Now, Ms. Brown, how are they going to protect the cows? I mean, they are telling the farmer to protect the cows.
Mm-hmm. And I am not certain about how the protection extends to cows or how it would be, extend to cows. I don't know if the hole in the protection to the milk chain was at the cow level or was after the milk had been extracted from the cows.
I don't know where
the break in that line took place
or takes place.
So they're saying again, and that's one of the things that has happened. As post 9/11, we've spent trillions of dollars for all kinds of protections, and yet when you look at it, we're still basically fundamentally unprotected.
We are.
You know, and so it raises two questions. Was there ever any intention to protect us? Or the other question is can we ever really be protected?
Can we spend the money to do that? It just, you know, everything is just, I listen to you every day, and I appreciate your program, and I listen. And it's Ms. Brown, I am scared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. And the things that they are doing, and Ms. Brown, you see, I drink milk, you see, and oh, my goodness, it's just, and everybody uses milk products in their foods and everything, you
mm-hmm.
see. And I just, I don't know, it just, I don't know, Ms. Brown. I'm just like you. I'm afraid, and I just sit here and listen.
Drink soy.
And all I can do is pray.
Drink soy milk.
Okay.
Drink soy milk. Okay.
Drink
soy milk.
I know.
Okay. Drink soy milk. It tastes good, just as good as it tastes better in many respects. Drink soy milk.
Well, where do you get it, Ms. Brown?
You can get it at any grocery store.
Any grocery store?
Yes, absolutely. Soy milk, chocolate, vanilla, regular. Drink soy milk.
Okay.
Now, and it's better for you anyway.
Okay. And look, and I want to ask you, are you still going to Africa?
Yes, ma'am, and I'll be talking about that a little later.
Okay, then. And
All right.
Love you very much, and
thank you
so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Joe Liz.
I'm outstanding.
Hey, other basic Liz, I was reading the weekend paper, and that I don't know if you guys were touching on the subject, because I just told in. Were you talking about the Mad Cow Disease part? Were you talking about that?
No,
I was reading about the mad cows. They tell us they have thousands of cattle that go into like the, you know, I won't say slaughter, but you know the slaughterhouse. They can't even walk in there. You know what I'm saying?
That is, they're called downed animals.
Yeah, downed animals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's unbelievable that the government don't inspect that. I mean, they come in and just.
You know, it's also unbelievable that people continue to eat meat after knowing this stuff.
Well, we didn't. Well, I mean, now we know.
Okay,
well,
that's absolutely. But this information is out there about the cattle industry, how they kill chickens, how they kill cows. It's really foul and pretty disgusting. And the United States does not use the gold standard of testing for mad cow disease.
Right.
We have mad cows out there.
You know what I'm saying? It's just,
mm-hmm.
These cattle ranchers down there in Texas, and what happened, by the way, that was in Texas, where George Bush is from.
Mad cow disease from Texas, yes.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, Liz, I mean, I want to touch on this methamphetamine situation. Now, the governor has stepped in a little bit. Now, I think people that do drugs, they need counseling, and they don't need to be locked up. But I'm just saying how it has affected. You know, in my community, I'm a black man. You know what I'm saying? The black community, they make laws that say that if you deal with this or you do with this, it's mandatory. But I watched the news over the weekend how they had sensitivity with people that have been dealing with and the manufacturing of methamphetamine, and they had got hurt and they deal with explosives and all that. I mean, I'm saying like I can't believe this. How they make it sensitive that these guys do things like this, But the governor say, well,
it's the same. It's
a hardcore sentence.
It's the same attitude as the federal. I mean, a good example of what you're describing is you can go to the federal government where they have harsh crimes for crack cocaine possession and not harsh crimes for powder cocaine possession. It's that same sensitivity and concern. It's not about the crime. It's about those who stand accused of the crime.
And that's true. But I'm saying, but this mess, it's worse. It's worse.
It's worse. It's worse
than people's houses.
But you understand what I'm saying. The reason that powder cocaine, you can get less time for that. There's not the mandatory time that goes with crack cocaine is because of who they deem to be the major recipient of powder cocaine.
And that's not true either.
And that's not true either.
Right.
And that's not true either. But it's not about the crime. It's about those who stand accused of it.
Yeah. Hey, Liz, can I run one more thing past you real quick?
Go right ahead.
About a sentence is... I mean, this is across the whole the city and all, but I would like to pass a, if it was possible to pass an ordinance. I'm not saying that it would be a people clean up houses. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a week or something. If you didn't clean up around your house, that would be a quick revenue. When you think?
I didn't understand what you said.
People clean up around their houses. You know what I'm saying? Just picking up trash. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's certain people. It's certain areas in the city, and it's not just in. It's certain areas in the city. It's all across the city.
Okay, got to go. Sorry, we're going to take a break, folks. Go to the top of the news. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Get to me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound. That's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. President Bush left Washington this morning on a trip to Europe for the G8 Economic Summit. But ABC's Ann Compton, traveling with the president, says he's bringing along a lot of homework.
A thick file of resumes for the Supreme Court was assembled for the 8-hour flight here to Denmark. And President Bush says he's considering a wide range of candidates from diverse walks of life. He tells USA Today the qualifications are intellect, integrity, and experience. No litmus test on the issue of abortion. Ann Compton, ABC News, Copenhagen.
Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, think they have reason to believe a set of remains found in western Montana could be those of missing 9-year-old Dylan Groney.
Because of the location where those remains were found, those remains very well may be those of Dylan. We won't know for sure, though, until the FBI lab in Quantico does the DNA testing later in the week.
Kootenai County Sheriff's Captain Ben Wolfinger says the investigation is continuing. Meanwhile, new surveillance videotape showing his sister Shasta walking around a convenience store is raising questions about why she wasn't spotted sooner. She was ultimately found at a Denny's in the company of a registered sex offender. Only one suspect is still in custody in the disappearance of American student Natalie Holloway. ABC's Heather Newart tells us Aruban officials are building their case against 17-year-old Joran Vandersloot.
With no physical evidence in the case, the prosecutor will have to rely solely upon technical evidence, things like text messages and chat room conversations. She, though, has prosecuted cases where there hasn't been a body before.
Barry Bonds won't be back with the Giants before the All-Star break. On his website, Bonds says he's taking it easy as he continues knee rehab. And U2 frontman Bono got his pants back. The rock star, known for his campaign against poverty, won a court battle against a former stylist who claimed he gave her the trousers and a hat as mementos. In court testimony, he called that claim unlikely, saying it would be like The Edge giving one of his guitars away. This is ABC News.
Get the good stuff.
Today's harder working engines need all the protection they can get. Regular oil changes and maintenance can make your engine run smoother and last longer. And no one makes preventive maintenance easier than Napa Auto Parts, where you'll find a wide selection of motor oils and filters. And now at Napa, buy a case of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, and you'll not only get thousands of miles of protection, you'll also get a MasterCard gift card for $15 by mail.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-521-0200.
After making some man-made 4th of July fireworks, NASA scientists are busting their buttons over the success of their deep-impact comet busting. The probe made a direct hit on its target, carving a hole into Comet Tempel 1. Neil Tyson, director of the Hayden Planetarium in New York City, says he completely understands why scientists are so excited.
We're doing what kids love to do. You go out in your backyard, you find a rock, break it in two and see what's inside. But now we get to do that as adults. Come up to the comet, smash into it, and see what's inside.
And he calls it cosmic revenge, since comets have been slamming into us for years. Apparently, plenty of people think it's still safe to go into the water in Florida, despite three recent shark attacks. Beaches were packed over the weekend. However, one man in Georgia said he didn't go sailboating because he didn't want to have to fight off sharks if it capsized. Last month, a teenage girl was killed by a shark, a teenage boy seriously injured, and a third person was bitten on the ankle. He has just been released from the hospital. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 4 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's news, traffic, and weather. This hour's news is sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. In the news, in your 9 o'clock hour, a suspect is still being sought in connection with a murder in North St. Louis over the 4th of July weekend. 23-year-old Germond Baker of Delwood was shot to death after a man forced his way into a home along the 4400 block of Greer late Sunday evening. No arrests have been made, and there's no word on a motive at this hour. Police are seeking the public's help after a man was found murdered in Metro East. Authorities say the body of James Holman was discovered in a drainage ditch along the 1100 block of Rock Springs Drive in Alton Sunday afternoon. Preliminary autopsy shows how Holman was beaten to death. Anyone with any information is asked to call the Alton Police at 618-463-3505. Three people were hospitalized after a fireworks accident in Herman. Authorities say the accident happened late last night along the riverfront of Herman's 4th of July celebration. The cause of the accident is still being investigated. A man accused of murder in Clayton is due in court today. 61-year-old Lowry Terry, a friend and co-worker of the victim, was arrested Sunday evening in a hotel in Louisville, Kentucky, and waived extradition. Terry is suspected of fatally shooting 49-year-old Tim Welsh late Friday night in Walter Glenn office of the Heritage Building on South Brentwood. Police in Louisville arrested Terry after a passerby found the victim's wallet. Terry is charged with stealing Welsh's credit cards and being held on $250,000 bond. Murder charges are pending. And finally this hour, some St. Clair County residents might remember Independence Day 2005 by the tornado that was spotted 3 miles southeast of Scott Air Force Base yesterday afternoon. Rows of corn were leveled near Scott Air Force Base, and strong winds toppled trees and signs in Albert, Illinois, in Clinton County. Thunderstorms pounded other parts of the metro east and eastern Missouri, dampening Fair St. Louis and other outdoor activities as part of the afternoon. This hour's news has been sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for a hassle-free pickup. That's 1-800-2-DONATE, or you can visit 1-800-2-DONATE.org for more details. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, now let's take a look at your WGNU traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchette Bridge, major road construction. Only the two left lanes are open. There are no delays in your 9 o'clock hour. Northbound 55 between River De Pere and Lafayette, everything's running smoothly. Eastbound 44 between Antire and 270, no problems to report. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry, everything is running smoothly. Westbound 40 between St. Louis Science Center and Hanley, nothing to report. Westbound 270 between 367 all the way into 170, everything looks good this hour. Eastbound 40 from Vallis to Big Bend, no problems there. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for maintenance work and westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything's running smoothly. Westbound Kingsbridge traffic between the 5570 split all the way into Cleeds Landing, you still have stop-and-go traffic. That's due to possible signal problems on South Broadway at Cole. And also a reminder, northbound Memorial Drive remains closed between the Poplar Street Bridge and Pine Street following Fair St. Louis activities. Southbound Memorial is open, and the Eads Bridge is also closed due to Fair St. Louis activities from over the weekend. Northbound Jefferson and Shoto, there's a report of an accident. Only left lane is open, and traffic jams at 44. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance. If you've got a new car, you've got an old cut rate insurance, and is that good enough? Get competitive rates from a State Farm agent, someone you can count on, from a company you can trust. Call Pat Thornton in Brentwood for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Sunny today with a high in the upper 80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Wednesday partly cloudy, high in the upper 80s. Wednesday evening mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. And then on Thursday, partly cloudy skies, a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77, both under sunny conditions. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to talk with your children about the dangers of underage drinking. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
It's not just women who can suffer from postnatal depression when a new baby is born into a family. Researchers say fathers can also suffer from it. British researchers say that depression, if not treated successfully, can affect the baby, especially boys, in their early years of childhood and beyond. A study in the Lancet Medical Journal says boys of depressed dads had twice as many behavioral problems in early childhood as other children. 13% of all new mothers experience postnatal depression that ranges from mild to severe. An earlier study found that about 3% of fathers have it. The study authors say their findings need to be confirmed and future studies should be broader. But a child's emotional and psychological health could be more affected by depressed fathers than previously thought. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
You may not remember, but last year we brought you the term peak oil. That refers to the highest level of oil output possible by producing nations, and once reached, chaos could ensue. We've heard the term peak oil more and more recently, and have had a taste of it with gasoline shooting to over $2 a gallon. How close are we to the peak oil threshold, and what plans are in place to deal with it when we get there? Our guest Wednesday morning at 9 is Richard Heimberg, author of Power Down. He was with us last September and returns for an update on the latest developments on the world energy scene, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers.
But the hard truth is that
that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. The struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net, and you can get my show. It's archived daily on the WhiteRoseSociety.org website. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you miss an hour, go get an hour. We have much, much, much to talk about, folks. Much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Stay with me. Bob.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Haven't talked to you in a while. And one thing I heard yesterday just struck the chord in me about a revolution coming on that you've been putting on and saying for years. When enough people hurt, that will happen, of course. And they're beginning to hurt now in the places where it means something, maybe. But I heard that our government is considering outsourcing and privatizing our toll roads and superhighways, major highways. The only thing seemingly that's still left that the people have are their highways. But if they do this...
How would they outsource that? What do you mean, outsource
well,
that?
Well, I said it backwards, I guess. What they're going to do is privatize it, and the people that will probably be working on our highways then, all these good-paying jobs that we never had anyway...
You mean working on the highways?
They're going to outsource the highways totally, the maintenance of them, the operation of the highways, the patrolling of the highways. And once they've done that, and this is what the Congress is considering today, and once they've done this, then it means that they're going to get rid of the people that are now working on our highways.
Well, okay, where is this coming from, Bob? What are you talking about?
Well, I was hoping that you had heard it, but it's a bill that is being discussed now in the Congress that they want to privatize our major highways in the United States. They're going to allow them to contract out the maintenance and management of our highways, of the United States highways.
Who would contract this out?
We have 480 idiots in Congress that is trying to do this.
No. Who would be the entity to contract this out? The state of Missouri would contract it out, or would the federal government? Because the people that work on our highways aren't federal employees; they're state employees.
But the highways are the property, the U.S. highways,
mm-hmm.
the interstate highways, the 24 and the 70, mm-hmm. 80, 90.
Mm-hmm.
These highways are under the control of the states which they are in, but the government has control of the highways, and they are going to pass the rights to allow them to privatize the highway maintenance and care. And the people that will be working on those highways then will do like everything else they privatize. They're going to get rid of their health care, their insurance, their retirement benefits.
Who are the people that work on those highways now?
Mostly political bureaucrats who are, I hate to say it, but who are in tune with the local people who pay the state and county to do it.
Okay, I don't understand how this is going to work.
Well, you know who you see when you see people working out on the highway.
I know, but those are state employees. I don't understand how this would work, Bob.
I don't understand how anything they have proposed is going to work.
With regard to the highway.
What's being discussed. So when you hear it again, just maybe you could put some thought in.
Okay.
And maybe bring some of these fools on your program.
Well, I have to get a clear understanding of how this would work, because I don't understand.
I just hope the people will watch this.
Okay.
And thank you again.
All right, Bob. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Sam on a car phone. Sam. Hello.
Ms. Brown?
Yes.
I don't know if I don't want to put words in a gentleman's mouth. I don't know, but they're doing this in France right now. They're trying to have a couple highways. They're going to sell them to a private corporation, and the private corporation is going to charge you. It's going to be like toll roads, and these highways in France were built with taxpayers' money, and somebody got the cute idea. Yeah, well, we'll loot the country. We'll just buy these highways, and then we'll operate them and charge people to travel on them. That's going on in France right now.
Okay, that I get. I you know what? And maybe this is, you know, because this whole keep hope alive thing, I think, dies hard in all of us. I would hope that everybody in America would revolt over something like that.
I would hope that would happen. When I read the article, I thought that's something that's going to be coming here soon. And last year, I don't know if you read it or not, there's been some talk about making Highway 70 a toll road.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first interstate highway in the United States. Now, can you imagine paying tolls on Highway 70
Kansas
City?
I'm not really opposed to toll roads.
I am. It was built with taxpayers' money.
I understand. But it's not that I'm opposed to tolls. I'm opposed to entrusting the money to those. It's what they do with the money that they get. I think that we should have toll roads. I don't have any problem with that. But if the money is not being used in a way that works, or a way that actually gets to some of the problems that we have, then there's where the problem is.
They'll put the toll roads in. The gasoline tax won't go down.
Well, let me tell you this new thing that they have. The two things that I heard on the news over the weekend. In England, if you live outside of if you live outside of London, you have to pay, I think it's doggone near a $20 fee to come into England to work.
I read that article.
Okay, yeah. And they are thinking about adding that. They call it a congestion fee.
Right.
So they want you to pay for the privilege of sitting there in congestion trying to get back into London to work. Now, what is fascinating is that no one, the average person, cannot afford to buy a home in London. So people that have the least amount of money have been forced out of London to live outside of London. But simply because they moved outside of London doesn't mean that their jobs moved along with them. They have to come back in. So the poorest of people, the people that couldn't afford to buy a house in London, are the people that have to pay a toll, a congestion toll, a congestion tax to get back into England. I mean, get back into London.
You're right on with that. And one quick thing, and I'll get off here, let somebody else talk. Also in England, they have a tele license. You have to have a license for your television set. So these are things that are to come to us yet.
Thanks for your
call. But this thing in France really blew my mind. Private highways, and they're going to sell them.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. William. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. This takes us to this story that we've touched a little bit on, but is part of the energy, I believe, or at least can be likened to calls like getting rid of turning the highways over to private ownership and let private businesses and letting them run it. There's this whole thing of eminent domain. That ruling last week was just, it is a step that is so un-American. So, talk about America, the greatest country to live in. Businesses can come take your stuff. And the Supreme Court said it's so.
The Supreme Court said it's so. Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know what? When I was in Europe, they had all those tolls. I was in the military. But you know what they had? They had mass transit.
But the mass transit is now, the trains are now, and no, this is a brand new tax. This congestion tax is within the last 5 years.
It's for cars.
That is correct. But
amount of money to go on a
But here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the trains are now considering doing the same thing.
Oh, the trains are now?
Yes. Yes, they are. Same congestion tax.
We get all these crazy ideas just from England. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Jerry.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Two things. One, I know a lady that used to live in London. She had to move way out to Leeds in England. And I think she said to get back to London, it takes about 4 hours, you know.
Gasoline costs $6 a gallon.
Yeah,
$6 a gallon. Plus, you have to pay this $20, doggone near $20 tax for the privilege of sitting in your car waiting to get into England.
Right.
In London.
With this eminent domain,
mm-hmm.
Where are all the people who usually talk about the activists?
I'm getting ready to talk about that, because what we're seeing is an amazing alliance of people that you would never see together on this.
Right.
House Republican, backed by African American liberals, are moving on legislation to weaken the decision by the Supreme Court. Yeah. Talking about eminent domain.
Yeah.
So you're seeing people that are never would be in the room together on any issue moving on this issue.
Right, because I mean, usually the Republicans, they be foaming at the mouth.
They are. Some of them are. Some of them are.
I
some of them
they
are.
Probably will now.
Yeah, some of them are.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks for your call. That is not in defense of that, but in this particular case, we are. In fact, there is legislation that was introduced by the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. That's James Sisenbrenner, Republican of Wisconsin, and also the Democrat. Ranking Democrat of the same committee, y'all know him and love him, that is Representative John Conyers, they've introduced legislation that would deprive cities of any federal funds for redevelopment projects that use that type of power of eminent domain. So we're having some amazing coalitions come together with this crazy decision that they can take your stuff, Mary.
Did you see the riot yesterday in England? The people were fighting the police on the streets. It was a gob of them, too.
Mm-hmm. This is about the G8 summit.
That's right.
Yes.
And there was a whole load of them out there fighting. I don't know what town in England it was, but they were fighting the police, and police were knocking them down. They were fighting the police and knocking them down. They're just rising up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. The information that I have about the privatization issue that was brought up at the top of the hour, it's called the public-private partnerships. We're talking about the privatization of new roads, one of the things that they've tried is that at least the argument that is being made is that when you privatize this stuff, then it's cheaper. Maintenance costs are cheaper. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Let me get to one more car phone here before we do that. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
Zach, I'm fine.
Okay, I just wanted to tell everybody, you know, kind of watch out for some rhetoric from the Bush administration on replacing the Supreme Court judge with similar rhetoric as they used for Michael Bolton, that we're going to need to heal this judiciary. And I think that this ruling on eminent domain may have been more intentional as a political thing, because like you said, it's riled up people all over the board. I don't think there's American who knows about it, who feels comfortable with it. And
so it's kind of like a salvation type of thing out of the Terry Schiavo thing, that we can get redemption by saying that we're against this and that we're still the good guys.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. they're going to come out mm-hmm. and they're going to say, listen, you know, we got to heal this judiciary. We got to get somebody in there who's going to fix the Supreme Court. You know, it's similar to their rhetoric, you know, but I just wanted to, you know, say that I don't think that ruling was an accident. I think
gotcha.
That was a
calculated
tool they're going
to
use.
A
yeah.
calculated move in order to get redemption for the Republican elected officials that went out there for one individual that was brain dead on the Terry Schiavo case.
Right. Well, not just redemption for that. Redemption for a whole bunch of stuff.
You're doggone right.
You're doggone right.
Thanks, Zach. 454-0400 is my phone number. William.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You had a nice holiday?
I had a terrific holiday.
Me too. That was a nice nice rain we had also.
It was nice.
I guess we could sell our highways to China. And then we could, like, have the prisoners working on them and all that. You know, that's a pretty good idea, isn't it?
I'm going to do a little bit of research on that on the break to see what that is, but that's a very, very concerning thing. That's a very, very
well,
concerning
thing. Have a good day, ma'am.
Take care of yourself, William. Mm-hmm. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up and get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
Online hunting is okay as long as you're hunting for conspiracies. Catch decent guy Don Griffin online at WGNU.net.
Asthma. Many people think they have it under control. Do you? Find out. Take 30 seconds to take the asthma control test. Visit www.asthmaactionamerica.org and take the test. Or call 1-800-704-4699. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything you can to control your asthma, or is your asthma controlling you? A message from Asthma Action America.
Thursday morning on the Wake Up Call, a discussion on the safety of vaccines being given to our children. Before kindergarten, most children get over 20 vaccinations. Many contain mercury, a compound that's known to cause neurological disorders. In the last 15 years, such cases have risen dramatically. Autism used to affect one child in every 2,500. Today, it strikes one out of every 166. What's the connection? Was this information covered up by the government? Join us for a two-hour discussion on this topic Thursday morning on the Wake Up Call. At 7, we'll talk to Drs. Mark Geyer and David Geyer, geneticists and researchers who have established a definite link between mercury and autism. Then at 8, our guest is Lisa Sykes, an associate pastor of a church in Richmond, Virginia, who's active in anti-mercury advocacy and has a son with autism. Coming up Thursday on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, this is Alfred Durley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program. Heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest-running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry, call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof, and that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. You may not remember, but last year we brought you the term peak oil. That refers to the highest level of oil output possible by producing nations, and once reached, chaos could ensue. We've heard the term peak oil more and more recently and have had a taste of it with gasoline shooting to over $2 a gallon. How close are we to the peak oil threshold, and what plans are in place to deal with it when we get there? Our guest Wednesday morning at 9 is Richard Heimberg, author of Power Down. He was with us last September and returns for an update on the latest developments on the world energy scene, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, my goodness. Y'all won't take me off my plan, all right? Y'all won't take me off my plan. And this whole privatization of our highways is, I even know it. This is something that is going on all across the country. But because there's one place where things start that is just, that makes sense. Mad cows here. So, of course, you're going to see a big old attempt at privatization of our highways take place in Texas. And Texas, there is a what they're calling an extraordinarily ambitious 50-year, $175 billion plan to build thousands of miles of highway and intermodal transportation corridors with private companies. Private management of, well, and know this, that private construction and operation of major highways is not uncommon in other parts of the world, Europe, Asia, Canada. And as traffic congestion has intensified here, we're starting to have our good federal government call for greater private sector participation in road construction and operations. Chicago, they have a $1.83 billion lease, Skyway lease, that they have engaged in. They've got new toll collection technologies. They've got they got an upfront payment that is being used to retire part of the debt that the Skyway has accrued. Texas Governor Rick Perry has launched a $175 million project to build and operate a 4,000-mile network of transportation corridors across the state. The winning $7.2 billion bid for the first portion of the work came from Cintra, the same people that are in Chicago. And it's good to know that what reality is, what history has shown us, doesn't mean anything to this the governor. He's stuck to his plan, this vision of this private sector management contract in Texas.
despite the fact that there was a disastrous failure of a privately built and operated $90 million toll roads bypassing Laredo and connecting a bridge to Colombia, Mexico. 3 years after the 22-mile road opened in October 2000, it was sold to creditors for less than 15% of what it cost, a victim of traffic volumes that fell far short of expectations. It's happening. It's happening. This whole privatization thing is happening. And I just want you all to get a feel for this whole atmosphere, this whole world that we live in, that in the United States where private interests, private business interests take precedent over yours. The Supreme Court decision that happened, I want to give you a little bit of, just to put a human face on who were the people that were impacted by this decision. I want you to just to know that the face of the people that were affected. Here are the people that were in the Supreme Court case that Clarence Thomas and Scalia said, yeah, we can take your stuff. This is the human face. Now remember, these are the people that care about all these unborn babies, right? Life is valuable, right? 1997, Suzette Kelso, a registered nurse, found her little pink house by the water in New London. Although it was in disrepair, it was her dream house, and she lovingly restored it and nursed it to a beautiful garden. Another plaintiff in the case, Wilhelmina Derry, was born 87 years ago in the house where she still lives, in Fort Trumbull. She has never lived anywhere else. Her husband, Charles Derry, has been living in that house for 50 years. Her son, Matt, his wife, Sue, and their son live next door in a house given to them by Matt's grandmother as a wedding present. Bill Von Winkle, owns and lives in a 6-unit apartment building that is used to house the Fort Trumbull Deli on the ground floor. He also owns 2 other homes that together have another 5 apartments. Another plaintiff, Jim and Laura Grutsky, own a triplex and live in one of the homes with their 2 daughters. Another plaintiff, Pasquale Cifararo, purchased a home in Fort Trumbull after the family home was condemned, supposedly for a seawall, but actually it was for a private development. It has been a home for several members of the family and is currently occupied by some of his grandchildren. Another plaintiff, Richard Beyer, purchased 2 dilapidated homes in Fort Trumbull in 1994. He has completely restored one, has partially restored another when the city told him it was taking his property. These are the faces, these are the people involved in this. When the Supreme Court ruled last week that their property could be condemned for economic development. And I just want y'all to feel, what part of this decision said. Because the city is saying, we can compensate this 80-year-old woman. And the city is saying, and she's saying, I don't want to be compensated. I want to live and die in the home that I was born in. Here's what the other side of the issue is getting out of this. The company that, the business that gets to condemn all these people's homes, they get the property for $1 a year for 99 years. Is that a blip? They get the property for $1 a year for 99 years. So they get to own some property for 99 years. They're condemning these homes not because they are unlivable, but because a business who will get to keep the property that a faceless soulless, bloodless, non-living thing, a corporation, can own property longer than human beings do. Their stuff is protected. Their stuff is guaranteed that they get, and understand the price that they get this property for. $1 a year, and they don't even have to guarantee that any jobs come out of this property that they get for $1, get the lease for $1 a year. They don't even get any guarantees coming out of that deal. That's what Clarence Thomas says. Clarence Thomas says that a business owner should be able to get a 99-year guarantee. But those of us that have made it out of the womb, you got to catch as catch can. There are no guarantees for us. There are no guarantees for us. When does life begin for these people? I guess at the moment of incorporation. That's when life begins. Ooh, we're taking a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. The moment of incorporation is when life truly begins. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go their way. Can't quit it all another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. The time has come today.
Hi, I'm Brian Kay, sales manager at WGNU Radio. Right now, you're hearing my voice. What you could be hearing is yours, telling people about your business. Call me during regular business hours at 314-454-6660, and let me show you how effective and affordable radio ads can be on WGNU, and how they can bring new customers to you. Once again, that's Brian Kay at 314-454-6660. We can replace this ad with yours.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Nairobi. About 1,000 nurses and healthcare workers who took part in a civil servant strike last month have been suspended. A senior medical official says their action had caused suffering and deaths in public hospital facilities. Each case is to be reviewed individually, and those found to have been involved will be fired. Accusations have materialized that some of the striking workers intimidated other workers and took part in turning off various medical devices to patients. And Dateline Washington. A group of right-wing talk show hosts will be going to Iraq later this month. Their mission is to report the real truth about the war, that the U.S. is actually winning. This show has been put together by a conservative webcasting group called RightTalk.com with help from Move America Forward, a conservative outfit backed by a public relations firm in California that has ties to the GOP. One host from San Francisco by the name of Melanie Morgan says she is tired of hearing Iraq is another Vietnam. She says this is not Vietnam, but war is war and it is dangerous. Morgan says the group will be there to support the troops because the constant negative news coverage is leading to morale problems. Their itinerary will be a barbecue with the troops at CENTCOM headquarters in Florida, then it's off to Kuwait to visit with the troops before hunkering down in the Green Zone of Baghdad, the most heavily secured place in the entire country. another talk host by the name of Mark Williams, says we are Americans first and journalists second, as opposed to the crop of pinkos that say every night that America is going to hell in a handbasket. The editor of the New Republic magazine, a well-known liberal publication, calls the trip the most pathetic thing he's ever heard of. Peter Benart says the group has no idea of what journalism is, and to pretend they do is a joke. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Do they play jazz in heaven? In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on the new canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. Cause if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
Thursday morning on the wake-up call, a discussion on the safety of vaccines being given to our children. Before kindergarten, most children get over 20 vaccinations. Many contain mercury, a compound that's known to cause neurological disorders. In the last 15 years, such cases have risen dramatically. Autism used to affect one child in every 2,500. Today, it strikes one out of every 166. What's the connection? Was this information covered up by the government? Join us for a two-hour discussion on this topic Thursday morning on the Wake Up Call. At 7, we'll talk to Drs. Mark Geyer and David Geyer, geneticists and researchers who have established a definite link between mercury and autism. Then at 8, our guest is Lisa Sykes, an associate pastor of a church in Richmond, Virginia, who's active in anti-mercury advocacy and has a son with autism. Coming up Thursday on the Wake Up Call.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African in Lebanon. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. And for those of you that think that George W. Bush is all hat and no heart, know this. That he is going to help the needs, a lot of the needs created by America and other countries that the continent of Africa has. He's going to spend $1.2 billion over the next 5 years. What's his solution? Mosquito nets. Mosquito nets. Yeah, George, you really care. He likes me. He really does like me. Mosquito nets. Mosquito nets. At least you get that money right away. Know that it's going to be spread over 5 years. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Liz, I was listening to your conversation about the eminent domain ruling that the court brought down.
Mm-hmm.
My interpretation of that, and please help me out, was that they really affirm what was already taking place, because they could basically take your property through eminent domain. And sometimes they would use it under the auspice of a TIF, tax increment financing. And if you did not comply with the TIF, then they would exercise eminent domain to those who held out in the latter part. Is that your understanding of it also?
Well, actually, according to the attorneys that took the case, they said that they were that the issue was a cutting edge constitutional issue. That it was different than the other types of issues that have been brought to the court on this issue. And particularly as it deals to compensation, and particularly as it deals with the who can take the land and for what purposes. So at least the attorneys that brought the case felt that this was a very, very different type of case than the Supreme Court. And that's one of the reasons why the Supreme Court took it too. Okay. Because if it was well settled, it would have been doubtful that the Supreme Court would have taken it.
Makes sense, because I can actually get a blighted area in St. Louis City right now, declare it a TIF mm-hmm. with the help of the council, and pretty much move everybody out. And I think very few people understand that. A similar situation took place with Meacham Park, mm-hmm. where a very large black historic area was simply blighted out after they kind of let themselves become under control of Kirkwood. So, I wanted to get your opinion on it.
And again, they were deciding was that, and if I can give you a couple of the specifics, is that there was a plan adopted in the city of New London. And it's a plan it was an economic redevelopment plan that they said that they were going to increase jobs and tax revenues by turning over some 115 privately owned properties to a private developers, with many of these properties located on the riverfront of the Times River and Long Island Sound, along with some 32 acres once occupied by the federal government. Now, what the court was trying to decide was whether court was being asked to decide was kind of like they wanted a bright line rule that would have prohibited this type of economic development plan. That's what they were looking for.
Makes sense.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. 454-0400 is the phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And with regard to this case where they took folks' land, the issue arose out of a bench trial, and the bench trial ruled that the town of New London, the redevelopment plans that they had violated the public use restriction of the Fifth Amendment. The city of New London appealed to the Supreme Court of Connecticut. The Supreme Court of Connecticut overruled the trial judge with a 4-3 ruling. So at that point, there were four judges who believed that this was an improper taking. The trial judge and the three dissents. But they lost anyway. Now, the Supreme Court, Connecticut Supreme Court, upheld the condemnation of the homes, four of the homes, but dismissed the condemnation of the other 11. And the other 11 homes were being taken for a use that was not exactly clear. So the trial court had held that it was impossible to say that the condemnation was for a public use and necessary for public use if no one knew what the use was. So the trial court split it down the middle. The Connecticut Supreme Court was divided 4-3. And those that tried this case in front of the Supreme Court were not surprised to find that it was a 5-4 decision. It's just awful. It is absolutely awful. Former governor of Connecticut was a major proponent of the project that took these people's land. So they got a lot of the political support that they needed. Mm. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609. 6609 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have some pretty exciting shows going on. We have some pretty exciting shows going on for this upcoming shows coming up for this week. I'm really excited for the show that we have on Thursday. It is going to be a really interesting show about immunizations, about the connection of immunizations and autism. We're going to hear from a mother, a reverend, who is whose son has autism. We're going to hear from doctors who found the created the report that makes the connection between the mercury in vaccinations and autism in our children. And I just want y'all to keep this in your mind as you struggle with this issue of whether or not you need to vaccinate your children, what's the cost of the vaccination to your vaccinations to your children. Know that back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, when babies were getting vaccinated, they were only getting like a handful of vaccinations. They had mercury in them, too. Shouldn't have had it. They had mercury in them. But now kids are getting tons more vaccinations than we ever did. So it's a different world. It's a different world, and we're going to be talking about that on Thursday. We're going to be talking about that on Thursday. It's going to be a very exciting show. Hopefully, we will be talking about the Supreme Court fight with Sandra Day O'Connor stepping down. We have much coming, much great stuff, good stuff, interesting stuff, fun stuff coming at you this week. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow, which is Wednesday. We're halfway done. And only started with what day? We're halfway done. I'll see you then. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
The mother of missing Alabama student Natalie Holloway is making a public plea to the world not to harbor two men who had been held for weeks in connection with her daughter's disappearance until their release yesterday.
I am asking all mothers and fathers and all nations to hear my plea. I implore you, do not allow these two suspects to